Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight Is Enough comes out of there.
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she's pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Right?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the water. Bring me one.
Yeah, let's just go.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
We started.
We need to start. We'll sit here forever.
It's 9.
By the way, these wine glasses are awesome.
They are.
Really, they know they have a very thick, like, rim. I don't know.
Why did that sound?
That sounded really wrong.
Wait, let's dissect that. Why?
I said the words came out of your mouth, and I was like, "Oh God!"
Okay, so you said, "I love these wine glasses. They have a thick rim." Thick rim.
And ladies and gentlemen, hello.
Welcome to Mamas and Marlo. I have no words.
Did we hit the title for the show like in the first sentence?
Maybe there's a possibility that
oh my man.
And that voice that you're hearing.
Hi guys, I'm Vanessa. And
Christy.
And I'm Stephanie.
And
we have a guest today.
If we can get it together.
It's going downhill fast.
Guys, I'll take over from here. Hey,
no. Well, I mean, that's why he gets paid to do what he does. Yeah, we have Have you seen a check? I haven't seen a check.
Well, technically.
You guys get paid in wine or something.
Sure. We've gotten sent stuff.
Sure. Or that's Mojo true. Donuts.
No, I paid for these.
Hey, how about we make it nice for them? Let's encourage and
let's
don't challenge them.
I am encouraging them. I spent money at their store.
I'm supporting.
I paid someone's like fourth of a paycheck today. I don't know.
So that male voice that you're hearing is the panelist from a geekbro.net
podcast.
I like
Zeros on
comedian
Heroes.
Comedian extraordinaire. Yeah.
Zeros on Heroes.
Co-creator.
Of What's Up, Bro?
We can just keep giving you titles.
Yeah.
Co-creator. Lord of the Universe. Masters of Tomorrow.
Alaskan Fisherman. Yeah.
The Last Emperor of China.
That is Mike Mercadal, guys.
Yeah, we finally got my name. The only title that's real.
We are going to go down
fast. What are names real? How much wine have we had?
Nothing.
I've had three sips.
Barely a glass.
We're good.
I brought you guys, look, I'm going to tell you, I brought you guys Shiraz, a Yellowtail Shiraz. I'm not a big wine guy. And then I went to Australia one time, and they did had an ex-girlfriend.
But they actually drink this in Australia, or is this like Outback says that Foster's is the
beer
for Australia?
It's a type of grape, I guess. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Different grapes. But also, like, I went on a wine tour over there, and this was the one that I liked the most. And so now anytime they ask me, like, oh, what kind of wine do you like? I'm like, Shiraz. like real big.
It does have a fun name.
But it's but it's red. I like, and I learned what it is that I like. You know when your cheeks get the pinch, like the bite.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
the tannins in the red wine. That's what I learned.
The tannins.
See, every time I hear that, I think, that's all I want. I hear tannins, I think of a birdcage. So it's
well. Last week we learned about legs. This week we're learning about tannins. We are
some fancy bitches.
We are getting way better in this Merlot part of the Mamas and Merlot.
Yeah, because we got the Mamas part down.
Yeah,
the tannin part reminds me of Biff Tannin.
Yeah.
I was going to say the same thing.
Right. Oh, that's a nice segue.
Yeah.
So Mike hosts, Mike's show on Geek Bro is Zeros on Heroes, where the concept is basically he and Will Watkins, who's another comedian.
Yeah.
They...
It started that we would just...
Well, yeah,
like,
well, you explain it.
Yeah, sure. No, that's fine. It started as like... Will had just moved to New York.
Okay.
And, you know, when you're up there and you're kind of looking for, you know, opportunity, you kind of have to make your own thing. And I was dying to do another podcast. And I didn't have anyone that was as committed. I mean, when I was doing it, What's with Up Nary. With Nary.
Yeah.
We were here every week. We were cranking them out, and it was always super fun. But then I left him all
high and dry,
all by yeah, all by myself. But then Will moved up, and I had this idea of just
and then
talking about
Xander.
Heroes. Yeah, is he like Voldemort?
Yeah, yeah. Pretty much. I also have said it many times. Like, I don't think he's funny, like at all.
Well, I'll talk about something else now.
We
decided we were just going to talk about heroes. So like each episode was about a specific hero, and then we started bringing guests.
But it's not necessarily what I like about it is that it's not necessarily like a superhero.
Yeah.
So it's like just somebody that you guys have admired or looked up to, or a character from just pop culture or whatever.
And that
or
developed,
even like musicians or like other people. Like it's very interesting.
It developed as we started bringing guests, because we started doing it by ourselves, and then we would invite people over, and then we asked like, "What superhero do you want to talk about?" And then like someone was like, "Oh, I want to do my comedy hero." Because these were comedians that we knew, and they were like, of course, sure, that sounds like content.
Right.
We'll put it out. And
whatever you want to talk about, let's do it.
Yeah, so, and then someone came on and did, like, Jackie Chan, and someone came on and did Arnold Schwarzenegger, and then someone came on and did, and then I came back and I recorded with Nary, and he did Lucille Ball.
I heard that today, and it was great.
Yeah.
The other one that I heard, which was the first one that I heard that I loved, because I... Of the select few nerd things that I'm into, this is probably, this and Harry Potter are probably tied for number one. I heard the Marty McFly episode. I'm a huge Back to the Future fan.
Yeah.
And I loved that episode. I loved.
Well, because with every hero we pick, it's always about like whoever the guest's is interpretation of that hero. Because we've done some people twice.
Right.
With a different guest, it's a whole different show. Mm-hmm. So, with Marty McFly, it was kind of like, us, just me and Will,
right?
And I could not say enough. To this day cannot say enough good things about the guy who played Biff Tannin.
So I didn't
and
even
Mad Dog Tannin.
I didn't even consider that until I heard that podcast. Like how integral to the story he is. And
he plays a million different.
I know,
people.
And I need to go back into the Nerdist to hear him on Nerdist, because you guys said that
it was
a great episode. So anyway, check out Zeros on Heroes on the Geek Bro Network.
And now we're doing a live show at the Creek in the Cave in New York, where we kind of take over their basement and it's almost like a live open mic,
right?
Where each show, each week has a theme, and we invite whoever, literally all the comedians who hang out there, and people are starting to come out specifically for the show, which is real fun.
That's cool.
And it's just like a live open mic, we just call people up and they tell us a story. Like the next one coming up is you know how it's all like Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice, or there's always a colon something,
right?
You know, Fellowship of the Ring, all that crap.
So
every episode is themed like that. So we had Unsung Heroes is the name of the show, colon Winter Soldier, and it was just like talking about your best friend, you know, like Bucky and Cap.
She loves Bucky.
The next one is because it's the starting of the new year.
Makes me happy.
On Thursday we're doing Unsung Heroes colon Year One, so it's your favorite origin stories.
Cool.
Or if you have a cool origin story, you know, like we invite people on and people talk shit, and it's super fun to just have it be live and still record. It's a lot of fun. So that's the new show. We're on the Zeros on Heroes feed.
Cool.
So if you're in New York,
definitely check
out the live show.
I think we actually
New York listeners.
We have New York listeners.
Hi, New York listeners.
Hi.
Hey, New York listeners.
So, how are we going to do this today?
I don't know.
Are we going to even bother with kid stuff?
My
kid's away.
That's true. He was playing with his nieces all day.
My
so
kid's
he,
in Virginia. So
you're spoiling my kids.
Yeah. Oliver actually like voluntarily gave me a hug today. He's normally not like super affectionate with me, and he like threw himself at me, and I'm like, oh, I miss my little one.
Are you putting off like a vibe?
I guess. He like smells my pheromones.
He's smelling the desperation.
You got the mommy juices, like, somebody give me somebody to love.
You know, like. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe.
Does that happen?
Maybe he sensed that I was you know, lonely.
But I will tell you, there is such a thing, and I don't know if it is like a pheromone or something, but there is a like mom thing that once you have a kid, other kids seem to like
know that
come
you're like
to you.
Yeah,
because I wasn't really the mom. I was never the like the one that would go to parks or go to my niece's birthday parties or things like that. And like,
you're like, fuck those kids.
And kids would like come to me. Or I
still
would
feel that way. Like, well, I don't like strangers' kids.
I don't like strangers' kids.
Today
it took like Sophie to go play. Yeah, I like my friends' kids.
Well, that's the thing. That's about it. I don't like. Well, I don't necessarily like not like strangers' kids. I don't like poorly behaved,
annoying.
That's my so children. My big pet peeve. So my nieces are great now, but they
how
were
old are they?
They were they and they still have monster moments, but they were monsters, man.
How old are they?
They're like 6 and 4.
Okay.
And they're great, you know, they're super cute, and they're all into their princess and all that stuff. Where I'm just like along for the ride, they're just like screaming information put, like, at me, and I'm like, all right.
They put like jewelry on you and
no, but they do play with my beard a lot. Okay. So like, but today, so this trip, and I was here for Thanksgiving. They've been a lot more like they have personalities. They used to have like mamitis and papitis.
Right. My brother's going through that now with Sophie. Like before, he didn't want anything to do with her, and now he's like, oh, I'll take her to the movies.
No, it was the other way around. The girls just would be under my brother the whole time, like little chickens under the whatever, some weird analogy that involves
chickens
making sense.
Chicken wing kid, I get it.
Yeah
I got where you were going,
but now they're really cool. So like this whole day I've been like, I've always been good with the kids in my family because mm-hmm. they all are interested in me as like a feat of accomplishment. They're like, we're gonna climb this guy. We're gonna take him down. Like,
how tall are you?
6'4".
Okay.
You're like my son's godfather, that whenever Nathan sees him, he's excited because he will put him on his shoulders.
Yeah.
He will throw him up and
high.
He thinks he is just like gonna touch the ceiling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that's what he's
my
like.
My brother did that. My brother took his friend's kid and like was throwing her up in the air.
Oh no.
Oh geez, no.
She kinda like slammed her back against.
No,
that's awesome.
No. Well, my brother's like 6'2".
Yeah, right. Your brother's
so,
big too.
Yeah, he's a tall guy.
And
my kids are the same way. They see my brother and they're like, "Oh, this guy is really big and he's like and so also, fun to play with."
Because we don't like look. I'm the tío. I'm the uncle. Yeah. So I get
to have fun and then be like, "All right, I'm done."
I get to whine. You know, it's like you shake a beer and then you
we're
give
already
it to
down a bottle.
Well, there's four of us today.
Oh yeah,
that's why we have three bottles.
I can. I saw. I check. I refill.
Yeah, she's good at that. She's our little bartender. Yeah.
All right. Man, you guys got this all planned out. This is good.
Yeah.
This is good stuff.
We are prepared.
So, but yeah, so I got to play with my nieces today and take a bunch of pictures that apparently are like
ovary explosions
or something.
Yeah.
Because
so if anybody follows, if you guys want to go follow Mike on Instagram, it's at Mike Mercadal.
You want to see me playing with my nieces?
See him play with his nieces.
If that gets it. That
and baking
it.
Pies.
Baking pies.
And baking pies. Playing with puppies.
Hey, those pies. Hey, those are good.
What kind of pies did you make?
Blueberry pie.
Okay.
I do blueberry, and then sometimes I'll make my own whipped cream with the rhubarb, the strawberry. Yeah. I missed it.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
No, you said it.
That's it.
All right.
I'm
Man,
sorry.
I knew this was going to be. This is gotcha journalism. You people, what's happening here?
What do you mean, you people?
Basically,
you women.
You people.
Oh, women.
Well, lowest common denominator. I'm there. It's all good. It doesn't take much.
Thick rim. Thick rim.
If you wait, the other.
I wonder whose job it is. Who has the thick rim job at that factory? You know,
who's the rim inspector at the factory?
Thick rim job?
This rim is not thick enough.
But like these cups are like sturdy. Like I don't. Like, feel we could break them.
Oh, man, it's going to be great.
This is so fun, you guys.
Like, okay, I'm going to post pictures of
not
the
even barely 10
thick,
minutes.
A thick and sturdy rim.
Loud.
Oh, my.
We are mature adults.
Sure we are.
I never claimed to be, so.
I have to pretend to be when my kids are around.
Are you the kind? Do you do the like? Because you're saying you don't like other people's kids.
Well, like today we were at a, like the playground in the mall, and I'm sitting there watching Sophie, and she's playing with this little girl. I'm like, cool. She's playing with a little girl. She's entertained. And then she brings the little girl up to me. She's like, "Mommy, this is my new friend." And I'm like, "Okay, go play." Stranger she's like, danger. "No, she has to tell you her name." And I'm like, "I don't give a fuck. I don't want to know this kid's name. Just as long as she's not beating the shit out of my kid, go play."
You don't.
But I had to meet her and I had to know her name. Like Brienne.
Do you guys get into the mom, the park mom, or like the social, like if her mom would have come up to you and been like, "Oh, we have to meet now," and "Hi, I'm this person's mom."
Vanessa likes people more than I do.
I do because not of school. So much. Like I'm in, like my son goes to, he doesn't go to daycare, he goes to like an actual school.
Okay.
So he, I'm in like their like PTA. So yeah, I have.
Yeah,
but like if okay, if this little girl's mom would have come up to me and started talking to me,
I wouldn't have fucking talked.
I would have been like, she would have gotten like one word answers, and then they're like, okay, this is awkward. But
where like all the body language, like you literally have your back turned to her, and you're like talking to her over your shoulder, like huh?
Look at my phone. Yeah.
Because the thing is, I would.
Were you at Dolphin Mall?
International Mall.
I love talking to people. Come on, hey, what's your kid's name?
See, I will talk to them, but then I'll judge their kid if their kid like. Steps on my kid. Well, it pushes depends. My kid if out the of the way.
That's different. That's
the thing. And then is, if I'm the like, kid is misbehaved, I don't want anything to do with
it. No, it's not even misbehaved. Like, there's just some kids that when they play
are just rough.
They're but just rough.
That's yeah, kind like, of misbehaved.
My youngest niece is a crotch stomper. She's a crotch stomper.
Oh, fantastic.
So, like, if you be sitting and all of a sudden she, like, dives from one side
that's
of the couch.
My son.
And goes, like, feet first, like literally for the crotch, like we were
it's
having
like a bullseye.
Dinner.
Well, yeah. In all fairness, that's probably like when you're standing, that's her level.
No, this is like I'll be sitting on the couch. I'm for the podcast listener. I'm acting this out.
he's sitting so, on the Snapchat couch.
So like I'm sitting here, and then she jumped from here, and then not just land, she like. Pushes her feet down. She's doing like
yeah, that sounds like something
like
Sophie
bicycle
would do.
Kicking.
She's doing like the M. Bison from Street Fighter 2, where he stomps on your head like that. Yeah. But on my balls. And it's not like, and then she's like, ha ha ha. So she jumps. Are you guys watching? She
it's
jumps.
Snapchat.
She
Snapchat.
Jumps and lands, and then she expects everything to be funny and cool. And then my brother doesn't correct it, so yeah. I have to pull like, hey, no, we're not playing anymore. You can't hurt people and expect them to
yeah,
be nasty.
Yeah, my brother does.
I have
thing.
To do the. I have to throw logic at him because if my brother, like my brother's with them all the time.
Yeah,
right.
You know, so I'm like descending. I'm like a strange. Like
fun man who says don't stomp on my balls.
Yeah. Hey, life tip.
Don't stomp on my balls.
Don't, balls are off limits.
Don't stomp on my balls.
And then I go
Mike
to my
Merkel.
Brother. You're welcome.
I am Groot.
Well, Sophie did this to Jeff the other day. She like ran up behind him.
Oh, she not checks Jeff all the time.
She like ran behind him to hug him.
Oh,
but she like
this. That accidental
bah, like yeah. hugged really hard and he doubled over and I was like, I wish Christy was here.
I've gotten a few headbutts to the groin from my cousins and my nieces. Well, they come like they're like, "Do you mind?" And they come running full steam, forehead to the bolt, bam, yep. and it's like nothing. You can't
because
get mad
they're like right they're, at that height. They yeah, just want to give
thing
you
is
a
that
hug.
They're so sweet and they just yeah. want to love you, and you can't get mad at them.
They're like, "Yeah, boom," like, and then you're, I mean, and then you have to do the thing where you're like, "Oh, I love you, but get the fuck away from me right now." Hey.
Well, I told the story that Nathan ran up. Jeff got home. Nathan ran up to Jeff, headbutted him. In the junk, Jeff keels over in pain, drops his phone. Nathan grabs the phone and goes, "Ha, bye, Daddy," and ran away with his phone.
Yeah.
His so that was totally planned. That was totally planned.
Yeah.
They know what they're
He's
doing.
Like, step one, headbutt to the ball. Step two, steal phone.
You know? And then say bye.
Step three, watch unboxing videos.
Or Minecraft videos. My
well,
little
he's
cousin.
Still little like, too young for Minecraft.
Yeah, no, we do the Kinder Eggs. We do Legos.
I'm so glad Sophie hasn't found those like unboxing surprise videos.
But then again, I watch. I'll sit and watch How It's Made for like an hour, and that's like Zen meditation. You're just watching them make like spark plugs and shit, and you're just like, "Whoa!" Like 3 hours have passed. Holy shit! I should probably do something with my life.
Let me tell you, I didn't realize how much I missed Unwrapped. Like when Mark Summers show on the Food Network that showed you like how the food until they brought it back with Alfonso Rivera. It's now back
Carlton?
On.
It's
yes, Carlton. After he won Dancing with the Stars, they gave him that show. It's on, not on the Food Network. It's on that other one. The Cooking Network? It's the second Food Network. It's not as good. Sure. It's like the redheaded stepchild. Channel. It's like a cooking channel. It's like the redheaded stepchild of the Food Network.
Sure.
But it's the same show. He's at a counter in a old timey soda fountain shop place. And
speaking of, have you guys ever been to Jackson's?
Where?
I want to go.
Jackson's is in like Broward.
In Broward. I want to go.
And it's an old timey ice cream parlor and it's also a restaurant.
Is that the one with the kitchen sink?
Yes.
No, and that's the one that apparently.
No, I'm so down though because they used to. Okay.
Guys, you got to do a Mama's and Merlot feature.
I've been to Swenson's. I grew up on Swenson's.
Oh, yeah. Well, Swenson's is good. This place is better. I've been to both.
Well,
you guys got to go.
In the,
it's so good.
This is like a little bit. I have a history and political science degree and I grew up going to Washington, D.C.
Tell me more.
Fuck you. The American History Museum used to have an old-timey soda shop like that, like soda fountain shop. And then they redid the whole museum, and now it looks like a Mac store. And I went back. I hadn't gone back in like 10 years, and I went back, and I was like frantically searching. And I thought, I'm like, maybe I have the wrong museum. So I kept going to like all... like
because you were looking for the old-timey
I was looking for the fucking... because I was with Dave, and I'm like, you have to see this old-timey like soda
shop. Now you just
shop.
Look like a crazy person.
I'm running around fucking D.C. asking people, like Smithsonian employees, like, where is the old timey soda shop? Nobody knew what the fuck I was talking about. And I finally found somebody, I want to say, at the Air and Space Museum that had been working for Smithsonian for years. And it was just like, oh, yeah, they did have it. And it was at the American History Museum. You're right. But when they remodeled the museum, they got rid of it. And now it's a fucking gift shop.
I'm imagining you running up to people in the street like, tell me where it is.
Like Billy Eichner.
Yeah, yeah. No, like just like going crazy in the street and your husband's following you around like, hey, she's off her meds.
She's off her meds. Yeah. Like, I can't say like old timey fun. Like, I have to say shoppy.
Like a malt shoppy?
Because it's double PWE. Mm-hmm. Like, that's when like the old timey like shoppy.
Right.
I don't know. It's like Georgetownie. Like when you see like
Georgetownie.
Old English. Like when you use
oldie parlor or tavern.
Yeah, when you use that E at the end or the double E or I have to like say it that way. I don't know. It's something. I'm stupid. It's all good. I need more wine.
I wouldn't say stupid, but there's a certain element of like, so like, have you ever said a word and you hear someone say a word that you've been mispronouncing for mm-hmm. your entire life?
I had that every time with like with pecan.
Yeah, like if someone throws it the wrong way, and then like someone will tell you like you'll hear it, or it's a word you've only ever read and you've never heard it out loud, and then you have to say it out loud, and you're like, how the fuck do I say this word?
Well, that happened to me when I was a kid with Hermione when I was reading Harry Potter. When I was like 11, and I'm reading Harry Potter, and I'm like. In my head, I'm like, Hermia. And then, like, in the movie, it wasn't until the movie when I heard them say her name, and I was like,
Well, and it's a French name, but it's actually pronounced Hermione.
Right. Yeah. Well, I actually heard David's grandfather, ironically enough, is a huge Harry Potter fan. He loves.
Really?
Yeah, he loves.
That's
Harry
like
Potter.
Adorable.
He.
I love. I'm a big 80, Harry Potter fan.
He's an 80-year-old man, and he adores Harry Potter. He thinks it's like the cutest thing.
Hey, just because you're 80 doesn't mean you don't believe in magic no more.
No, I agree with you.
Come on.
But he said it in Spanish, Hermione, the other day, I was like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So,
I had that with the worst name ever created for a print. What? We discuss it.
Renesmee?
Yes. Ugh. I didn't know how to pronounce that name when I read it.
I'm out there. I don't know.
No, it's the worst name ever created. It's Renesmee.
Renesmee?
Why would you name
it's
a
like
child?
Renee and
Esmeralda?
It's like, you know how like there's made up Cuban names?
Oh,
like
brother.
Where they take the mom's name and the dad's name and they like throw
smush them together.
Oh yeah, I had an Usmail friend and his name was U.S. Mail.
With people like Yumilexi and stuff like that.
Maris Lacis.
Yeah, it's like that, but white people did it.
Marixa, they just jam a whole bunch of X's and Y's.
Right,
there,
exactly.
I remember reading the books and looking at the name and going, I have no idea how to pronounce this name. And then when I saw the movie, it was like, oh, that's what you guys were going for.
That's awful.
Okay, you do you, boo.
But what is this? Was Twilight?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Listen.
All right.
We all.
It was I'm telling
it
you.
It was there at the moment.
So I worked. Yeah. I worked in a hospital with a bunch of nurses, and they at a certain point.
Oh, I loved it at the time. I loved it when I was like 22 and
the
like
first one
because
was
it came right
everyone.
At the perfect time.
It came right at the
Potter,
Harry Potter was ending, and I needed something else.
Yeah,
and it was like I was a big like Buffy and Angel fan growing up, so it was like it's this satisfied my like brooding vampire like whatever, and I was watching Interview with the Vampire. and I was like 13. Yeah. So
that's still a great movie. I don't know, a great movie. People hate on it, but I'm like, that's a great movie.
Fuck those guys.
I actually liked Queen of the Damned.
It wasn't Queen of the Damned. I read the books.
It's Vampire Lestat.
It's Lestat and Queen of the Damned jammed together. And it was like.
Then they made Vampire Lestat. Like, they made the second one, which I can't remember the name of it.
They made the movie of that?
Yeah, it's pretty crappy.
I didn't even know they made it.
It was also a Lestat musical based on the end. Right? Oh. Yeah, it's not good.
I'm still hoping and praying and waiting, because as much as I love Anne Rice and as much as I loved...
Isn't she doing a thing now?
There's something in the
works.
She's
doing something, right?
Yeah, but as much as I loved all the vampire books and I loved the Interview and Lestat and Queen of the Damned, I was a Mayfair Witches fan. If you have not read that series...
What is this?
It's Anne Rice's, but it's Mayfair Witches.
Mayfair Witches.
It's all about a family. It's called Lasher, is one of the books. Like, it's called
The Mayfair Witches is like the series.
And like one of them's Mayfair Witches, another one's called Lasher, because it's about a spirit that is with this family, and it's the house in New Orleans. It's still set in the same, like, but it is so, like, to me, 10 times better than the vampire books that she's written. Because I have a big thing with Anne Rice for years, because we're talking like before she did this stuff, is her, with her, what do you call it? I want to get the name right. It's like the French word for like,
what,
when you write under another name?
Pseudonym.
No, but there's like a Florida.
Oh, nom de plume.
Nom de plume. That's what I wanted to say, but I can't say that.
Nom de plume.
It's a pen name. Yes.
Pen name.
You just got to commit to saying it. You got to just go, look, pull out all the stuff. Nom de plume.
You have to also sound like Lumiere while you're
of
singing.
Course, apparently.
But so she did that. But before that, she did. If you guys haven't read, like, Anne Rice is the one that wrote the Sleeping Beauty books. Like, the dirty Sleeping Beauty books.
Oh, yeah.
Those are insane books.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
But, like, crazy, like...
Like 50 Shades? If
50 Shades wished it could, like, lick the boot heels of these books.
It probably would lick that's part of the thing, right? Isn't that the thing?
Okay. But like
not exactly, but sure,
sure. But it like let's put it this way.
I didn't read it, not to give you anything.
Like,
you're not missing much.
Don't
waste your time.
Guys, way ahead of you. Not gonna do it. I'm not
it
gonna
is
read them.
Basically, the worst written thing I've ever seen.
For you.
I was part of a book club that we read it, and I sat there instead of like I was reading the book, and I instead of highlighting things, I read Sharpie'd and like was editing the first chapter of the book.
Yeah,
I was like, they don't need this section. They could have written this word instead. Like,
she
it was
needs
that bad.
A thesaurus badly.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. And but, not, like and
wait, what
and
are we talking about now?
The Fifty Shades.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I really don't want to talk about 50 Shades. No. Great,
but
we can rehash this conversation every week.
Yeah,
you know what? I'll tell you the guy version of like the books that I dove into as like escapism was the Jack Reacher books. Have you read them? They're super. Oh,
is
man.
That all the
Jack Reacher with that Tom Cruise came out?
Tom Cruise books,
right?
Okay.
The Tom Cruise movie came out.
Yeah, the movies.
Yeah, the Tom Cruise movie came out, and I loved it. I was like, "This is a good."
Cruise writes books.
Yeah, they're about aliens in space.
we had a whole Scientology conversation.
Wait! Like I have to ask.
Week.
Have you seen Battlefield Earth?
No, I've never seen it.
I need someone that has seen that piece of crap movie with me.
You're not selling it to me because it's not sounding pretty.
It's a Scientology movie.
Yeah. But whatever. That's not the point. The point of it is that Tom Cruise makes this movie, Jack Reacher, based on these books. And I saw the thing and I was like, this is great. It didn't make a lot of money. And it's sad because like they make a bunch of reboots and they do like the Marvel movie, which I love all of these things. But also it's cool to see new shit. So like The Nice Guys, did anybody see The Nice Guys?
Yes.
No.
It was great. What a cool, original, funny action. You know, it was like a great movie. But it didn't make any money, so you know they may not make another one. But that's what happened with Jack Reacher. And then I found out that there's all these books. I just found them on iBooks, and I bought them. I bought one, and it was like, you know, the same reason you play Splinter Cell, where you're a spy and you want to. It's like the male fantasy part of being this badass is in those books, man. And it's great. They are really good, and they're. Like
that sounds
super
way
procedural.
Better than 50 Shades.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, read Jack Reacher.
I'd much rather be a spy.
If you want to hear about, he's also a giant, muscular man, and he's a very strong.
Wait. Tom Cruise played him?
Tom Cruise played, yeah. That's the Jack Reacher fans were very mad.
Okay,
immediately.
Itty Bitty Tom Cruise played
immediately
this
guy. Sucked me out of this.
Yeah. I was like, wait, because
well, he's not in the actual book.
First of all, Tom Cruise is in incredible shape. He's just tiny. He's just
he's like 5'7". He's really
he's
small.
A small.
He's like just
guy,
like Schmedium.
Yeah.
Taller than Dave.
He's Schmedium.
Well, yeah. That's not saying much, babe.
Whoa. That was mean.
Yeah, no, but he's like Schmedium. Like he's
Schmedium.
He's like totally compacted into like one little thing. Like there's nothing wrong with Tom
Dare
Cruise.
Dare I say fun
body.
I was thinking
hey,
the
I love
same thing.
Look, Tom Cruise is on my mountain. Tom Hanks is on my mountain. A bunch of Toms are on my mountain. The shoes are on my mountain.
I was going to say the shoe guy.
No, but Tom Cruise is great. I love Tom Cruise. The movie was good. And then I don't picture him when I read the books, though. You got to read the books. I recommend them. They're really fun. And it's got military stuff. And then it's also got like... There's one called Die Trying that has... It's about like white supremacists taking over and he gets like abducted. He gets like abducted, you know, like it's this whole thing and it's great and it's written that you could follow it at a quick pace. It's not like one of these books that is like a chore to read. It's like fun. It's really good. I recommend
them. Interesting.
Cool.
The new one is not that good though, because it's not Lee Childs that wrote it. It was like someone writing for the series, you know?
Yeah. That usually kills it.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't as good, but it was fine. I like detective stuff too. Did you read J.K. Rowling's Robert
host.
Galbraith book, the one that she wrote under a nom
I did
de
it, but they made not the host,
but they made no
a
that
casual
was Stephanie
vacancy?
Meyer.
No.
Casual
Stephanie
vacancy.
Meyer, wrong.
No, they this did... is A Cuckoo's Calling was the one.
A Cuckoo's
Calling. She wrote it under the name Robert Galbraith, and it's like a mystery detective. It's like a
casual
noir
vacancy
detective story.
Is good though.
I never finished it.
I didn't read it, but I saw they did an HBO like made for TV movie,
oh,
but
really?
It was like three parts, and it was that was good.
Okay. I'll watch that.
That was good.
But yeah, the I like detective stories, so that's a good one. The Robert Galbraith is the name she wrote it under. It's called The Cuckoo's Calling, and then the Jack Reacher books are super fun.
Do you like any sort of sci-fi or like supernatural in your
detective-y
books?
I'm not a mystical, metaphysical guy, so like it's one of those things.
So
where,
no.
But like,
that's my
know.
Nice way of saying
hell
now.
Because there's one, the Dresden
go fuck
Dresden.
Okay, someone told me about those.
The Dresden Files. They're amazing books.
Is it like ghosts and angels and demons stuff?
No.
Because I was trying to read American
it is super,
Gods, but...
No. It is. It's supernatural.
That's
kind of
your show.
He is basically just Constantine.
Oh, yeah, I like this. Okay, I'm on board. I like it. I was writing a screenplay about like angels and demons and possession and stuff like that. I like it.
Yeah,
I just don't...
The books are amazing. Right. Like they do really good, and the character is really really good. And his like not sidekick, but like the thing that is with him is
his Chewbacca.
No, well, it's a like a I can't even
ghost Chewbacca.
No, I'm not gonna
ghost
it.
Chewbacca.
But it's something supernaturally. But they made a short lived like only I think it only had one season
of a
show on the Dresden Files, and it's the guy that plays Commissioner Lance or Detective Lance from Green Arrow.
Oh yeah, okay.
He played Dresden.
Oh, all right. Look, all this sounds great.
Yeah, no,
I'm
he's awesome.
Board. Yeah, are we
no,
doing a
really
list?
Good.
Are we keeping a?
We like to give our people's
recommendations.
Fortunately, this is going to be recorded for posterity, so
yeah.
We can always come back to it.
So,
get out of town. That's what these microphones
that's
are for.
How
get
this,
the fuck
that's
out
how
here.
This works.
These microphones are just fun to hold.
Yeah.
Well, I actually wanted to get our Kill Mary Fuck if
yes,
we can.
Sure. Oh, yeah, you're going to be part of our Kill Mary Fuck.
Yeah, you get to participate in our Kill Mary
Which
Fuck.
Which one am I, the killer or the Mary?
No, you get to talk about your, like,
well,
you get to put yourself
I mean,
in the
if you want
to
say
on.
It's wrong.
All right.
Are you trying to get us divorced?
I was thinking about that. I was like, I wonder how much is where the line is. Like, I want to. Part of me is very, you know me, I'm a respectful guy, all that stuff. But also part of me is a troll and wants to tap dance that fucking line.
It's in the parking lot.
I want to see how
I mean,
David kept telling me, David's out with a friend of his.
Well,
that
it's not, it's great that they're not here. They wouldn't let us get a word in if they were here.
Yeah,
this is true.
That's jeez. So fucking accurate.
Dave was at, he's hanging out with a friend of his and he kept asking me, he's like, are you sure you want me to come by after? I'm like, no, if you don't want to, it's fine. Like,
please don't come here.
Okay, so.
Just watching the Ronda Rousey.
Inspired by our guest.
Okay,
I need to write this down.
Famous bearded men.
All right.
So, but like hot guys, not like Abraham Lincoln or anything.
Santa Claus.
Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter was kind of hot.
Yeah.
I loved that movie.
I loved that movie.
It's a fun, dumb movie. It was great.
Okay. You need to watch Pride, Prejudice, and Vampires.
It's on the list.
This is probably going to be another difficult one. Joe Manganiello.
I hate you already. Cheating. That's unfair. It's
Hugh Jackman.
Wait, what? Bearded.
Wolverine. Yeah,
Logan.
Hello. And Charlie Hunnam, a.k.a. Jax Taylor.
Oh.
I mean, Jax Teller. Sorry,
I'm having a moment. I can't speak.
I'm gonna have to.
You go first. You're our guest. You have to. Yeah. Who do you marry? Who do you kill?
I would marry. All right. So I would kill.
I'm pretty sure.
Who are the guys? Joe Manganiello,
Hugh Jackman, Charlie Hunnam.
Okay.
This is hard.
Nope.
I told you.
No, it's not. I'd kill Charlie Hunnam.
It's not that hard, but
I'd kill Charlie Hunnam. I'm all right. I'm a brunette guy. I don't like blondes. I would fuck Hugh Jackman for the story. Just to say I fucked Wolverine.
Well, he'd probably fuck you, so.
Huh?
He'd probably fuck you.
So. I am a,
we have a lot bigger than him.
No, we have a theory.
Oh, no. Wait.
No.
No.
He's a bottom, dude.
But he's gay.
His statement wasn't that.
I'm not wrong.
He's not denying it. He's just saying he would be the pitcher, not the receiver.
Oh, got it. Okay. Well, that's fine. Well, my point with saying that is that he would be willing.
I think the people next door got that.
He would be willing, was my point.
Sure. And then...
He'd be a willing participant.
But yeah, fine. Yeah, look. No judgment. This is a judgment-free zone.
Oh, it's absolutely a judgment-free...
This is a safe space.
This is a safe space.
Well, not safe. Judgment-free, we'll call it.
It's safe for us.
This is unsafe for me.
Well, it's safe for us.
And then I would marry Joe Manganiello because I would enter into a polygamous relationship. With him and Sophia Vergara.
Okay.
Because one step away, that's like 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. I'm one fuck away from Sophia Vergara.
You're Eskimo brothers at that point.
Actually, I'm Eskimo brother sister with Sophia Vergara
at that point. You're right. You're correct. That's funny.
But yeah, I think that's my list.
Yeah, but, I'm going to go another route because I'm sorry. I don't find Hugh Jackman. It doesn't do it for me. So,
not even when he's old and frail, like in Old Man Logan.
No, not even.
Have you ever seen Oklahoma?
He just doesn't. I think he's fun to listen to, and he's. I like it when he hosts the Tonys and he dances around the stage.
Or like when he's old and fucked up in Les Miserables.
Yeah, like it doesn't do it for me. So I would definitely kill.
Do you like old
Jackman.
And fucked up Hugh Jackman?
Apparently, you guys. Somebody is like, "Hey, who do you want to fuck, marry, kill? The old fucked up guy? Yeah, he's probably gonna die on his own. So let's put him out of his misery.
We should marry him for the money." Because he's going to die.
That's just me.
You just want him to die. He's out of the picture.
He's out of the picture. He's out. Maybe if he is Wolverine, he can come back to life. I don't know how that works.
Wolverine doesn't die.
He doesn't. He's basically immortal.
He's basically a goonie.
You can't make me laugh while I'm trying to pour one.
He's basically immortal.
He's basically a goonie. Never mind.
Nobody's ever died. I got you.
You know how when you explain a joke, it gets funnier?
Exactly.
I'm not a big Goonies fan, so.
You know that they never say die.
I do know that.
Down here, it's our time.
Anyway. So who do you fuck, Christy?
Oh, I'm going to fuck Joe Manganiello.
Okay.
Of course.
Because I'm not going to compete with Sofia Vergara. That's wifey. But
she is... insanely attractive, right?
We're all on board with Sophia Vergara being
legendary status. And she's an older lady. She's not like 20.
She's like 45.
Yeah, she's just still stunning. Okay. All right.
We're there.
We're fine.
we're all.
I forgot who we were talking about the other day in the chat, but I said that J-Lo.
I said that she doesn't.
She doesn't even sniff the list of women I would consider going into the lady pond with.
That made me laugh.
But Sofia Vergara isn't there. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, no. And
but for being her age, also she's up.
Yeah, but I don't care. I don't think that she's. Banging. I don't get it.
No,
I don't get her.
I think she's very pretty.
She's not your target demographic.
She's not my target. No.
Or no. You're not her target demographic.
I guess not.
Whatever.
No.
And I have a serious crush from a long, long time on Charlie Hunnam. And that back of his that I watched many times in Sons of Anarchy.
The back.
His back is
a fucking scene in Sons of Anarchy.
Scene in Sons of Anarchy where he is having sex, it's his back.
I'll send you a GIF.
Oh, gotcha. You know what? I'll
send
right.
you a GIF.
I'm okay.
It's his back. And I personally love Pacific Rim. I'm weird. I love that movie.
Pacific Thick Rim.
Thick Rim. And I was okay with him. And I'm happy he was not in 50 Shades. But I would have been okay seeing him in all those scenes. But I'm glad he didn't do that movie. I'm glad he actually ended up like backing out of that project. But I would marry him so that I could just all day, every day, over
just
and
watch
over.
Him
in a mirror.
Watch him do push-ups.
I would just have sex with him in front of a mirror, just so that I could have sex and watch his back.
His back's a big lady thing.
His.
Well, a good back, is that a good thing for ladies?
His. It's just his
ass
back.
Is also in that picture. So that's also look. It's a good.
Yeah, but
guy.
I'm not even looking
not.
At his ass. I'm looking at his back.
It's his really? Back. Yes.
Yeah.
There's a lot of muscles
there. There's a bathroom
there.
Scene okay. too. With his back.
So it's
I'm
the rip.
Kill my
it's
dogs.
The. It's the ripple.
I don't know
it's
what
the,
it is about his
musculature.
Back.
Musculature.
And I think it's a big tattoo on his back.
Fair
too.
Enough.
Yeah, I think.
But
look,
I get
I'm
it,
learning
though,
a lot, you guys. Thanks for having me on.
You're
this
welcome.
It's all about his back.
Don't worry, we're going to learn a lot about you soon.
Yeah. Vanessa.
Oh, man.
Vanessa.
I think I'm going to fuck Joe Manganiello because you have to.
Yeah.
And, This is difficult.
There are other bearded gentlemen, though, no?
Yeah, but these are the ones I picked.
Touché. You got me.
I think I would also marry Charlie
Well,
Hunnam.
The thing is, a lot of the other thing that I ran into is a lot of the guys that are like famously have beards, we've already done Kill Mary Fox for.
Oh.
So,
China. So beards
Spice
and backs,
it up,
huh?
Yeah. Apparently.
Beards and backs. Here we go.
So I think I would marry Charlie Hunnam and kill Hugh Jackman.
Okay. So yeah. I'm actually going to kill Charlie Hunnam because
you want a divorce.
No.
You and me are just not going to be dating anymore.
I've never.
What? No.
Me and Steph stop being friends every time we play this game. Every time.
I've never seen an episode of Sons of Anarchy.
Me neither.
So I don't get like.
But he's pretty.
He's pretty. I will say that. He is pretty. But since I'm not I don't have an investment with him. I'm not attached to him. I'm not gonna. I don't like.
He was in the British version of Queer as Folk. That's where I fell in love.
Fantastic. However, Hugh Jackman is on my list.
He's one of your exceptions?
He's one of my.
Oh,
he's on my five.
You have five?
I guess, yeah, that's the game.
That's the rule.
It's five?
It's five.
Oh, okay. You always get five.
This isn't Geekmore. You get five.
Okay.
You always get
these are friends rules.
Sure. Okay,
and,
I get it.
And
yes,
friends,
right,
on friends,
okay.
They have five.
Where he laminates the thing.
Where he laminates the list, and then Isabella Rossellini shows up.
And he puts the Little Mermaid or some shit, like an animated person
no,
on
he
his
put,
five?
Well, yeah, they put Jessica Rabbit, yeah. So I'm gonna kill Charlie Hunnam and I'm gonna marry Hugh Jackman because I know that he's probably gay. That being said, I'll be a great beard.
You just want him to sing to you.
We can sing together.
Together.
We can go shopping.
You can go to musicals together.
We can go to musicals together.
In all fairness,
I will say this.
Probably friends with
He could probably get you Hamilton tickets.
He could probably get you Hamilton tickets.
Can you get us Hamilton tickets?
Yeah, by the way. Can you get us Hamilton tickets?
What, in what planet do you think I could get Hamilton tickets?
You live in New York.
It's hard to ask.
Oh, yeah. I live in the theater where they perform Hamilton. I'm like, hey, can you guys keep it down? I'm busy trying to stop with your historical rapping. I can't.
Listen, I have a cousin that's freaking on Your Feet and I can't get Hamilton tickets.
On Your Feet's supposed to be really good. I haven't seen it yet. I have friends who are connected to the Estefans and stuff like that. So it's like.
You're also from Miami. Everyone's connected to the Estefans.
Everyone's connected to the Estefans.
The Estefans are Pitbull. Somebody knows him.
Yeah, Jeff's cousin is like, she plays swing. She's a swing actress on it. And she'll, one of the times she'll be. Gloria.
She's an understudy for Gloria?
Yeah.
Cool. That's nice.
Yeah.
But I can't get Hamilton.
I'm super afraid of doing theater. Like,
oh,
I used to do live theater.
I love live theater. I'm sure it's the same rush of like doing stand up. It's the same.
Well, for me, it's okay. Here's the thing.
I could never do stand up.
I know what my material is, but to memorize a script that other people are a part of, I improvise. I helped run an improv theater down here.
I was going to ask you, have you ever done improv?
I helped run an improv theater down here for like 3 years, and it's touchy. I don't want to. This is
we'll
the self-editing
this off
part.
Air.
Yeah, but yeah, I helped. We helped run and we had shows and I, you know, was on teams and stuff like that. And I did improv and that was really fun. When that went under, I went and I did stand up, and I did and then I fell into acting because of stand up. But when I moved to New York and there's the opportunity to do stage stuff, that scares the shit out of me.
No, I would commit murder.
Oh, it weirds me out.
I would literally push someone down a flight of stairs to get a role. I'm not joking.
But I mean, you might There's other avenues. I don't think you have to resort to criminal violence.
Blowing casting directors.
I mean, if you want to. I mean, I'm sure that's a bonus for them. But
the saying is break a leg. So yeah. The violence is apparently
yeah. Exactly.
That means break a leg. It means you want to get a crowbar. You want a Nancy Kerrigan. Yep. Mm-hmm. That is that. That's
Tanya
a dated
Harding.
Reference.
That's it's
a
okay.
Dated
we get it though.
Reference.
That's okay. We get it. We all get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
We watch Family
I'm
Guy.
Old. It's okay. We I get this.
So we establish who we're going to fuck, who we're going to marry.
By default, I'm fucking Joe Manganiello. There's no scenario where you don't fuck Joe Manganiello.
Fair enough.
Fair,
look, who am I to argue? You know, you can't not fuck Joe Manganiello.
It's Joe Manganiello.
He was Flash Thompson in the first Spider-Man. You remember that? The one that fights Tobey Maguire as Joe Manganiello.
He's Owen in One Tree Hill.
Yes, he was.
I was like chunky.
He wasn't chunky.
Compared to now?
Well yeah,
now,
but
now he's
fluffy. He was fluffy. Let's
he
say
wasn't
fluffy.
Chunky.
He wasn't chunky.
No,
he was squishy.
He was an alcoholic and Brooke tried to help him.
That's true.
Brooke tried to help everybody.
I know, poor Brooke.
With her vagina.
I love Brooke. Shut the fuck up, I love Brooke.
I love Brooke, but she married everybody that she was dating on the show.
Yeah, that's true.
I love her on Chicago PD.
Right,
proof that even hot girls get cheated on.
Yeah,
because she got cheated on.
Because somebody's tired of your shit somewhere, no matter how hot you are.
Yeah, true story.
That's fairly true. I mean, whatever. I'm sure we'll get to some of this shit. There's so many boobies. Like for the listener, there's like a threat of a piece of paper with questions on it.
There's not a threat. It's not
coming. It's right there.
It's a promise.
Honestly, they are super generic.
So
I have no. I'm
Facebook
facetious.
Status question kind
look,
of.
Look, I'm being facetious. I'm not. You can ask me whatever you want. I mean, I'll answer.
Give us another bottle.
I'll put my hand on a holy book.
There are none in this house.
I don't think there's a Bible in this house.
No, listen, we're a bottle and a half in.
Vogue is the Bible.
I swear on this Minions coloring book that I...
that doesn't hold up.
Swear on the Lumber Bear.
Swear on the Lumber Bear.
Oh, blessed and holy Lumber Bear. With your warmth of flannel. I swear solemnly to you that I will tell the truth.
Can we keep him?
Can we tell the truth? Lumber Bear. Jack. Can we do bathroom breaks before the 20 questions?
If you want
we can do bathroom breaks whenever.
If I'm on
pause?
The stand, I need to be empty bladdered.
Do you want to pause? Yeah. We can pause.
She's gonna go now. Okay, she's gonna go now. We're not gonna.
Well, while she's gone, I do have before I forget. Just wanted to give a shout out to Aaron. You sent us a really nice message on Facebook and we really appreciate it. And, you know, we love our listeners and just like to give you guys props. We all, I think, commented on Facebook to tell you thank you. But, now we're giving
Who's
you some
Aaron
on air.
Now?
Aaron?
A listener that
a
we
listener
don't know.
That we don't know. You understand? Know, we get really moment? Excited because we actually get messages and emails and stuff like that from people that we don't know. Like,
oh, trust me. Our first Woobro fan is still. Like,
he's still around.
A fan. Well, I love
Rookie.
Yeah, Rookie, baby.
Hey, Rookie. I don't know if you listen to us, but hi.
Rookie should listen to all of the Geek Bro.
He
network.
Should. That would be nice.
Geekbro.net. Listen, get it in your ear holes or whatever the tagline is. Yeah, what is the?
I don't know.
Aaron also
look how involved
geek
we are.
It up, bro. .net or whatever the fuck.
And Aaron actually likes us on Snapchat too.
Yeah, because we post so much there.
Well, no, I am. Saying it here, making the commitment, I am going to do more on Snapchat.
Well, it feels like it's hard to do that because you're trying to talk and take a picture and do all the stuff at the same time. It's easier because you have more people, but like, yeah. It's
well, and it's easier to do the other platforms because it's not videos and not photos. It's like we can do memes, we can do... little stories, we can do little things. Well,
I like
Snapchat.
I like that thing that you put, you're very conscientious of your listener. You put the wine. Did
yeah.
we do the wine?
Oh, the drink with
the
us?
The drink with us?
We posted
it on
Tuesday.
Yeah. All right. So can we call a timeout?
Sure.
And go pee?
Yeah, pause. Yeah. Let's. Well, actually, while he does that, we can talk about kid stuff.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Go.
I went real quick
sure.
because this was the most
stories,
embarrassing thing that I think that's happened to me in a while. I went to go make an appointment the other day. I had Sophie with me. So we're like at the office, at the window, making the appointment. And I'm like digging through my purse, looking
an appointment for...
Does it matter?
Okay. Never mind.
Just making an appointment. I was in an office. Let's just call it a doctor's appointment because now this is awkward.
Okay. Sorry.
So I'm making my doctor's appointment, and I'm like standing at the window, you know, talking to the lady because I was right by the office. So I'm like, you know what? Let's get out of the car because Sophie was in the car for a long time. So I go and I make, and I'm like trying to make the appointment, and the chick's asking me for my ID, and I'm digging through my purse, and I open my purse, and I'm like, what the F is this? And I found a BlackBerry in my purse.
Like the fruit?
Like the phone?
The fruit, not the phone. And I was like, ew, this is gross. So I asked the lady, I'm like, do you have a garbage? Do you mind? Can you, my son?
Why would you have a BlackBerry? Nobody's had a BlackBerry in 5 years.
Exactly.
It made it funnier.
Okay, so I keep like talking to the lady and I keep digging to my, through my purse. I found half a dozen moldy BlackBerries in my purse.
Did you just upend a carton?
No, he asked me for fruta, for fruit, but he says puta. It's so cute. He goes, mami, puta? And I go, what? And he'll say it like,
you bitch.
He'll say it 5 times. He goes, puta, puta. And for those of you who don't speak Spanish, puta means whore,
basically.
But he's trying to say fruta, which is fruit. But yeah, he was like, he asked me me for fruit. So I usually, that means blackberries. So apparently my purse was on the counter and he thought it was a good idea to dump all of his blackberries into my purse. That was really quite embarrassing. Like, yeah, I had to ask her for a napkin. I'm like, do you have a napkin? Because there's more. It's hot?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a little.
It's getting a little bit warm.
There's a lot of people in here today. There's one extra person.
Sophie's not usually here.
That's true.
Okay, we'll blame the ninja.
It's because I'm bringing that fire.
That's fine.
Go with that one.
Let me have it, please.
I like the fact that... This. Well, at least you weren't picking out, like, you know... I don't know, like...
Dude, they were moldy. How long were they in my purse?
I'm more concerned about your purse.
No, the purse is fine.
Because, like, I feel that there should be some E. coli issues in there or something.
No, I wiped it down. It's cool. Can I get a cinnamon bun one?
Yeah.
Donut break.
So, yeah, so that was my one of my fun stories
Thank
for
you,
the
Mojo
week.
Donuts.
Nathan behaved surprisingly well, and I'm hoping he's behaving surprisingly well right now.
With your mom?
Yeah, he's with my mom at home. Because my mom loves me. And my husband decided he wanted to see the Ronda Rousey fight. Love you, boo.
Hey, Ma.
Yep.
Hey, Julie.
But, he's... I don't know what they've done to him at school, but that woman has done some, like, magic...
Did she take it from
him? No. Some magic, and, like, my kid runs to his teacher.
Oh, that's nice.
So, I don't know what magic she has done.
The teacher?
Yeah.
Voodoo.
Because my kid used to scream, like cry when we dropped him off at, like, before at school. Like, he was fine getting there, but then when we would leave, he would, like, cry. Now he just, like, waves at me and he's like, bye, mom.
Get away, because you ate our night out cookies last time.
You did eat our night out cookies.
Well, we left them on the coffee table.
I know, it wasn't their fault.
We blame the dogs irrationally.
Of course.
Dogs also ate my homework.
But, we have a bunch of, like, articles. Do we want to talk into articles or do we want to talk about...
No, I want to embarrass Mike. Let's go.
Okay, let's go into...
Let's do it.
Well, I told you guys to look at them. I don't know if you did. They're not that embarrassing.
They're really not.
Wait, did we... I didn't mean to intrude on whatever it is.
Again. No, it's not.
No, we didn't...
Whatever segment.
No, segment. Our kids have really behaved.
They have... Well,
it's been a short week.
Yeah. Well, we just came back from Disney... On Tuesday, and that
super jealous of that. Bring it up.
Going on Monday.
It was pre-show time. Oh, shut up! Yeah. it's a pre-show. I do living in New York. I miss the Orlando theme park so much.
But you have Coney Island. I know it's not the same.
Suck a dick. That's Coney Island.
I've never been to Coney Island. So.
I mean, Coney Island. Look, I'll tell you this. Coney Island's fun to go to, and it's fun to look at and all that stuff. Right. But there's nothing there. You know, like comparing Coney Island
I know.
The Magic Kingdom.
I know, I was fucking with you. It's fine.
No, but there's a lot. I mean, it's New York. There's
I love New York. Like, New York is one of those places where, like, if, like, I actually on a whim applied for a job in New York. I told them about if they call me, I will move. Like, you don't understand. Like, if the right thing comes really along
fuck
for
you
me,
podcast.
I will fucking do it over Skype.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would move to New York.
She'd
just in a heartbeat.
She'd team up with the Zeros on Heroes network.
Yeah,
and,
you're on our network,
huh?
You're on Geek Bro.
I'm creating fake drama for listeners.
See, I would go to New York in a heartbeat. I just need a six-figure salary.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean by the right job opportunity.
I'll tell you what. I live. I got lucky enough and I found an apartment real cheap. But I live in Queens. I live really far out. I was telling you guys beforehand. I live an hour away from the Coming to America McDowell's. The McDonald's they use for yeah. McDowell's.
This is going to be a stupid
less
question.
Less than a mile away.
Stupid question. It's a McDonald's, right?
Of course it is. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's a McDonald's.
They literally, he does the whole thing about they got the Big Mac, we got the Big Mac. You know, like
no, I know, but I'm like, is it possible that like it was like some like you know Pepito's?
No, it's a McDonald's.
Like
a McDonald's.
Stand.
That's Make like Pepitos? You can totally tell that the movies in Clerks 2 is a Burger King.
Well, but the movies in Clerks 2
is an old Burger King.
Is an old Burger King, but it was an abandoned site.
I know.
And they made movies out of it.
It's still a old burger. You could tell with the layout and like.
Are we Kevin Smith people here? Because I love Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am obsessed with Kevin Smith.
Well, I have certain Kevin Smith movies that I really, really love, and some of them are just kind of like meh for me.
There is no meh to me.
Well, I mean, like Jersey Girl.
Fucking love Jersey Girl.
Movie.
You shut your dirty whore mouth.
Yeah. Sorry. We will break up right here.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
We will break up right here.
No. It never connected. I didn't watch it. You know,
I love Jersey Girl.
It's such a good movie.
I love Jersey Girl.
Tusk was weird, man.
I haven't seen Tusk. I love Jersey Girl. Jersey Girl has Sweeney Todd number in it.
The thing with Jersey Girl is they do got that got so much bad rap after Julie.
Because yeah, that's
after. But it was because that was a big mess. You know what? I probably should
George Carlin is in Jersey Girl.
Yeah, yeah. He's also in my like the Dogma, which I love.
I love Dogma. Dogma's my favorite.
No, my favorite is the original Clerks, but then.
I don't find funny.
Oh no!
But Clerks two, I like to this day. I've seen the movie 1,000 times. I still laugh hysterically.
I'm sorry, Clerks one. That whole discussion about the freelance workers on the Death Star is still one of the better.
And how badass was it that afterwards J.J. Abrams was like, that whole thing about making Finn that he worked in sanitation?
Yeah.
That whole thing was because of Clerks. And like Kevin Smith was like crying. He cries at everything. But I listened to his podcast. You listen?
Yes.
I listened to a lot of Fat Man on Batman. I listened to a lot
of them. Well, I just found out about Tossed Salad and Scrambled Eggs. The Frasier podcast.
Yeah,
guys.
Yeah.
I didn't know about that.
I might on a Frasier binge right now. All I did was watch Frasier today.
Because of course you are, because you and Jeff are dating.
I'm sorry, it's not on
We've
purpose.
We've come to the conclusion that she's dating her husband, mm-hmm. and then her husband wants to bring her pizza.
We just look,
nobody wants to bring me.
We
anything.
Just have a lot in common. Like, it's just one of those people that you have a lot in common.
I'll order you pizza from New York. I'll send it delivered.
He'll send like real New York pizza.
If you've known, and I'm not. We have a very strange dynamic.
I'll just call the Domino's closest to the place.
I can't ship it from New York.
I'll send you a jug of New York water. You make your own dough. But, I'm just going to provide you with a shit ton of work to do.
Thank you. Because I don't have enough.
Yeah.
Did you watch... it's on Netflix now. Did you watch Yoga Hosers?
No. I haven't seen it yet.
Actually, if you take it out of the Kevin Smith View Askew lexicon.
It's not. Yeah.
Take it out.
It's totally different
and
things.
What it is, which is a teen
movie.
I
liked Cop Out. Like, I was like, this is dumb fun.
Yeah.
It's dumb.
It's decent. Like, I was really impressed.
Tracy Morgan being a fucking weirdo. Yeah, I'll take it, you know?
Yeah, but you should watch Yoga Hosers.
It's, all right.
If you take it out of... Oh, it should be a Kevin Smith. No. Like, they do a really good job. And, like, Harley and Lily Rose do a really freaking good job.
And Johnny Depp is that weird Guy LaPointe.
He's okay. Justin Long, amazing as always.
Yeah, yeah. Justin Long, the scene
you
of
like
Zach
Justin
and-
Long?
I would fuck Justin Long every day, all day.
Would you do Brandon St. Randy from Zach and Miriam?
Yes.
Zach and Miriam make a porno
Him and Brendan Routh is the best moment of that movie.
That is the best moment of the movie. I mean, that him, I at a certain point, there were talks
so
about.
So disappointed in you.
There was
I'm all about a Mac. I don't need a PC in my life.
Bringing it back.
Nom de plume.
That guy is like,
I understand what
remotely good looking.
Oh, I find him
like, I don't
so
know
attractive.
What the crack Amanda Seyfried was smoking all those years.
Drew Barrymore, Amanda Seyfried.
No.
Yes, all there. All about it.
I liked him in Dodgeball when he was enthusiastic.
Yes, that's
Dodgeball.
When I started. He's adorable. I'm
if
sorry.
If you could dodge a wrench, you could
dodge a ball.
There's an outtake. Literally, one of the hardest times. You know what I miss? DVD extras, like where you get comments or something. There was a scene where there was just like a barrage of just like a supercut of him getting getting hit with this ball, like tossing him. And there's, I've not laughed harder at anything than he gets one that like grazes his face. You know, like the ball just like shoots and just slides past his face, and he goes, "Ow, my nose and lips." And I literally could not stop laughing for like 20 minutes just because of that whole exchange. And I'm like, that guy's fucking funny. I would watch a Brandon St. Randy movie in a heartbeat.
Well, we went to, I think it was in Philadelphia, because we've talked about it on this. Me and my husband are con guys. Like, we like to go to conventions. Like, we go to Comic-Con and stuff like that. And we went in Philly and we got to meet.
Cosplays together.
No, we don't cosplay. We may start, who knows, for maybe for Star Wars Celebration that we're going to in April.
Yeah, but a Jedi or something. That's easy.
Yeah, he wants to do Jin and Cassian.
He's going to build a K2SO. You got to walk on stilts.
He wish he could.
Yeah.
That's his.
K2SO is my. It was one of the best things added to Star Wars.
It's added to it. It's amazing. It was going to be.
I'm an Alan Tudyk fan.
Well, my child is named Nathan after Nathan Fillion.
What does that have to do with Alan Tudyk? No, I'm kidding. I know, I get it. But yeah, I don't know. I love Alan Tudyk. And he has him in 28 Days with Sandra Bullock. He plays that weird German guy.
He's always good.
He's great in everything. I've never seen it. Con Man is really funny. Have you guys watched Con Man?
Yeah, did you ever? Yes, I actually watched Con Man. I don't know what happened there.
The dog farted.
Okay, that was just weird.
I was wondering what the... I was like, these mamas and Merlot girls really cut loose. Woo!
That was the dog. This time it was the dog.
No. It was funny watching you, but guys both flinch. Like, you're flinching, and she's like, what the fuck is going on?
And I'm like, full conversation. I'm like,
sorry. Con Man is very funny, period. Dog fart.
Oh, man.
Okay.
And now it's time for a word from our sponsor.
Okay, I'm back. Okay. Oh, God. Yes.
All right, so what are we doing?
Con Man is awesome.
Con Man's really funny. Alan Tudyk.
Give me the questions. You're never going to get to it.
Questionnaire.
Okay. So we decided we were going to play 20 questions with Mike.
And it's nothing to...
Well, these questions... Well, it's like a survey. In all fairness, these questions might spiral... Or inspire other questions. So let's see what
you mean. They will lead us to talk for an extended period of time. Get out of here.
That would be a great idea for a podcast.
Good Lord.
Okay. If your life was made into a movie, who would play you?
Who would play me? Joe Manganiello.
Sir.
I'm sorry.
That was really fast.
My husband, Joe Manganiello.
We're broken.
Oh, great.
Oh, God.
Oh, this is gonna
be
fun.
That was like a trifecta. Wow. No,
oh,
I don't know.
The comedian made us laugh. Shocking.
Shocking.
I don't know. Let me see. I mean, like.
Oh, Joe Manganiello is not your answer.
No. Well, here's the thing. What part of my life are we telling in this movie?
A biopic.
What a boring ass movie. Isn't it? Guy moves to New York, struggles through open mics, starts a podcast, lives. Yeah,
gets interrogated by three moms.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a Forgetting Sarah Marshall type movie.
I would, if there was a movie about me like working in the ER and stuff. Joe Manganiello, I think, would be cool. Like, have him be like a paramedic.
Okay,
that would be cool. That
he changes his clothes a lot.
Can he be a shirtless paramedic?
A shirtless paramedic, because like that's how you save lives.
He gets blood on his scrubs and he has to take them off.
Or he has to rip off his shirt to create a tourniquet to prevent somebody from bleeding
He's
out.
He's delivering a baby and he takes his shirt off to catch
the yes. movie writes itself.
Fucking amateurs, come on.
Yeah, I think we have the script
it's
right
an Oscar
here.
Winner.
Yeah.
Oh.
But if it was like, I don't know. I don't know who I look like.
Doesn't have to look like you.
Listen, Tweety, I want Blake Lively to play me. Do we think I look
thank you. I want Mila Kunis to play me.
Mila Kunis and Blake Lively. I'm on board with this movie.
And Sophia Bush. So
I'm good with that. Sophia Bush, I'm good with that.
Okay. And Joe Manganiello. Yeah, sure. I'll go with Joe Manganiello. I like him. He's okay.
Can you imagine those four sitting around?
I want to be part of that conversation.
Me too.
If that would lead to an adult film. Yeah. That'd be fun. I don't know. Yeah, Joe Manganiello's cool. I don't know. Who do I never know of any celebrity. I always remind people of their cousin or something. No one ever says I look like a celebrity.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Count Dooku.
Count Dooku.
Well, he's dead.
Hey, so. Christopher, hey, I'll provide. If he came back from the dead, I'd be like, yeah, that guy's the shit. I want Christopher Lee to play me.
Okay. Well, that's not going to happen. Sorry.
Yeah. and the Joe Manganiello thing is definitely going to happen.
It's definitely more plausible he's alive.
Yeah. You write it, it will happen.
Yeah. Exactly. If you build it, they will come.
Yeah. Because that'd be Joe Manganiello. It'd be...
What do you find funny?
Oh,
dog farts.
Dog fart, yes. Number one, dog fart. Number two, human fart. But timed appropriately. There's nothing funnier than a well-timed fart, period.
True. Have you ever lit a fart on fire?
No, I've never done that. I think it has to do with my flexibility.
Or lack thereof.
Like, I mean, or I just never thought to do it for, you know. I've never done it. I had a friend of mine did it. I'll tell you this. Ooh, this is dumb. I played football, so I had
played football? Kidding.
It was always like locker room bullshit. And then there was one time we were
locker playing. Locker room talk.
Yeah. No, it was like, you know, you're just a dumbass. It's a bunch of like teenage testosterone junkies in this locker room. And we were playing with cologne and like spraying it and lighting it on fire, as you do.
Of course.
Yeah.
And This guy, one of the guys on my team, put like sprayed a bunch of cologne on his hand, lit it on fire, and then farted on his hand, and it burned all the hair off his arm, because he had his hand in a weird position that it like went up his arm, and that's then amazing. Since then I'm like, yeah, I'm not lighting no farts on fire. What are you, crazy? You burn your arm hair off. That's the way it goes.
That's amazing.
No, I've never lit a fart on fire. Although I support it as a scientific experiment.
For anybody,
I'm a man of science. I believe in it.
I would just like to let everybody know we've been left alone.
I know.
Everybody left us.
Suddenly it was like.
I was listening to the whole thing.
They both had to fart.
Was it an arm that was burned or was it a dog that was burned?
The arm. No, he burned his arm hair off.
I have a friend of mine who her husband, the night that they met, like on their first date,
and she married this guy.
Yes. Oh, he lit his hand on fire for her because he said he could
do it.
That's who
you want to take home to mom.
And
oh my God,
they forgot
he
about
lit
it.
His hand on fire. I have to marry this man.
Well, the best thing about it is that they were drunk and the next day she forgot that he did it. So of she course. To this day has no recollection of him doing it.
Shut up. No, she doesn't. She Nobody's no told her.
Nikki Bum.
Beep.
Downstairs.
Okay.
Am I going to have to bleep this because I'm
They
not.
Don't listen to this. Past job.
It's fine.
We'll talk about this.
So, no, yeah.
I don't know who they are.
But that's one of those things where like my grandparents had like when they met there was like a story. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's classic.
Long line in my family of fart lighters. I'm shunned from my family because I don't light my farts. the stories that you have, like people meeting, like every like the old like my fam I have family in Europe and they have stories about like where they were, you know, my great uncle or something like that, or my great uncle's father, whatever that is. He was like in World War II. They stationed him in like Germany and all that stuff. He was captured by the Germans and something, and that's how he met his wife. You know, that's a story. Getting drunk and lighting your hand on fire is less impressive in every way. Like, it's not...
So, meeting your husband and saying, damn, I think he looks like a skinny Kevin Smith at a bar.
Your husband does not look like a skinny Kevin Smith. I'm so sorry.
Jeff.
I haven't met Jeff.
He does not... Okay, spoiler alert. Not. He does not look like skinny Kevin Smith.
But all right. Christy was so drunk. Here's what I know about
Christy
Jeff.
Christy was drunk.
He's on the podcast, but he's also... He does not look like a skinny Kevin Smith.
No.
So he could literally look like anything
anybody,
else.
Like anybody, but not skinny Kevin Smith.
Okay. Yeah. He's bearded dude.
He's a bearded.
He's a bearded.
Like
dude.
Everyone else on the podcast.
Like yeah. All the other dudes.
So for okay, so granted that we just had dog fart, but is that what you find funny?
Oh, no, you know what I really like? I like what was I watching? I was dying. It's hard for me to watch comedy because I like, you know how like if you know what something,
yes,
like you start to pick
yes.
it apart.
Yes,
that's why I wanted to ask this question.
Yeah, I love like I'll tell you what I love like this kind of conversation. Like I love conversational funny.
Okay,
I love like when I'm hanging out with my friends and all that stuff. I love that vibe, especially when they're all comedians. You know what I mean? Like when it's just a bunch of us hanging out at a bar or whatever, and we're just talking shit or whatever. That's one of the most fun experiences. In terms of like media and watching movies and stuff like that, I honestly, I'll tell you, I laughed so damn hard at the Despicable Me 3 trailer that I can't, I cannot explain
which
to you.
Part?
There's a part where he gets blasted up into the air and then he just ends
they
up
walking.
They have
a fart gun.
Yeah, the fart gun. No, don't get me started on the fart gun. That
well,
is the
if you haven't been back to Universal, you haven't been on that ride.
No, but they have the one where, because it goes, because they do the 21 fart gun salute.
Yes.
And then they're like, Baho! Baho! And I'm inconsolable laughing. Like, I don't know why that's so damn funny to me. But the Despicable Me movies, I think, are really, really funny. Not the Minion movie.
I haven't seen the Minion.
The Despicable Me, and there's this Despicable Me 3 trailer has a moment in it where, like, it broke me. Like, I could not stop laughing.
Got it.
I will tell you, I completely agree with the statement. I don't like the Minion movies.
I haven't seen it yet.
I think it's over. It's just the, Minion, the same Pujol over and over again.
I fucking love those little yellow shits. So yeah.
They're cute.
Fine.
Even Nathan isn't. It's the same Pujol over and over again. At least Despicable Me, you get like a little bit of.
I love K2SO. Was very funny to me. K2SO.
I really liked him.
Yeah, liked the writing for that, and I thought
he
was very funny.
The robot.
He is not drinking.
Incarnation of Sheldon Cooper.
Are you not drinking?
Why are you drinking?
You're not drinking.
I'm not drinking.
You're not drinking enough.
You're not proper.
I'm not refilling your glass enough.
So I have a kidney issue. So you guys are trying to murder me.
Listen, you knew what you were getting into.
Do
when
you really
came
have
here.
A kidney issue, or are you just making this up?
Yeah, sure. No, I did. Earlier this year, they don't know what it is, but we're figuring it out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
That it was okay. Funny. You can
My doctor's really hot. You want to talk about that? She's a really hot Indian lady.
Okay.
Am I the only one that wants to talk about that?
Like,
is she on Quantico
Native American
high?
Or like Indian?
Huh? Like Quantico?
No, from India.
Okay.
Like Quantico High?
I was going to do the Lisa Lampanelli joke, but I didn't want to be insensitive.
I had that joke lined up and ready to go.
She's less voluptuous than that lady. She's beautiful. She's beautiful. That girl from Quantico is beautiful. But yeah, no, but it's like hard to like talk to this lady. She's very trying. It's hard to turn off that part of your brain that's attracted her.
I'd
be like, yeah, here's all this information about my pee. You know,
when I had my gallbladder removed, the general surgeon that did it was like this delicious, bald, tall piece of chocolate, and I was like, I can't focus. Like
sexy ass milk duh.
Yeah, I could not focus. Like even my mom was like, that doctor is beautiful. Like
I've when I was in the ER and I would walk in to start IVs on people, I've had like. Like flirtatious family members where I'm like, yo, I'm here to like help your mom or whatever. They're like, I'm not here to pick you up.
Well, my mom, I had to take her to Kendall Regional a couple months ago local hospital. But this is the reason I'm saying the name of the hospital. It's because since it's a teaching hospital, everybody that works there is under 35 and stunning.
Yeah.
Every doctor. Yeah. There was one doctor that looked legit like Clark Kent, like with the thick glasses and like the sleek hair. And he was like built like a refrigerator, like he was like
built like a refrigerator.
I get it.
I like it.
You get what I mean.
Yeah. I get it.
You know what I mean.
I'm there.
It keeps things cold.
Yeah. What is the worst lie you've ever told?
The worst lie.
Did you get caught?
Jesus. I don't know how funny this is, but
does it have to be funny?
The worst. I honestly don't know.
It has to be fun.
I'm a pretty honest guy. Like I don't.
That was a long pause.
No, it's hard to say that shit without sounding like you're not an honest guy.
Right.
That's like when a guy like talks about being a nice guy.
Right.
That guy is a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I'm lazy. So I collect one of these things. This is off topic. I collect phrases. Like I love like proverbs and like or whatever like little catchphrases.
Yeah.
To help you like you only have to floss the teeth you want to keep. Like that kind of thing.
Okay.
Right. Like a one sentence, easy to remember, you know, get your shit together. You know, if it takes less than 2 minutes, do it now. You know, like that kind of helps you in your life to remember certain shit. One of them is if you're going to be lazy, be organized. Right. And in the dating aspect or the life in a relationship aspect, if you're going to be lazy, be honest. Because then you don't have to remember all the lies and bullshit, you know.
Right.
But I don't know. I'm trying to think of like any big lie.
We can go back to it.
We can get back. You can think about it. You can ponder.
I don't know if any of them are big or if I got... Like, I am a bad liar. I just confess. So I'll just be like... I just would rather tell the truth and...
So it wasn't me is not your thing?
It wasn't me? I've never cheated on anybody in my life.
Okay.
We don't have that question.
That's not what...
Okay. That wasn't a question, but thanks for sharing.
Thanks for sharing.
That's the biggest lie.
There you go, Lee. That's the biggest lie you ever told.
No, that's true.
And you did get caught. If you suddenly woke up a woman, what would you do that day?
Never leave the house.
What would I do that day? if I suddenly woke up a woman, yes, first of all, I would freak the fuck out.
Well, after that,
my dick's gone.
But now you have boobs.
But now you have boobs.
And a vagina.
My whole life was with a dick. I've had these boobs for 3 seconds. Well, I'd be confused. I'd be like, where the fuck is my dick? I would be
shrunk, and it's a teeny tiny clip.
After the initial shock wears off. Yeah.
The last hour of the 23 hours that it took me to get used to this.
When you called your doctor, and your doctor was like, this is...
So after your WTF...
Suddenly, or if I just woke up and I had lived my whole life as one. Right. I don't know. I just...
It's okay.
Juggle just your boobs all day.
Yeah, boobs are great. But...
he diddled himself all day.
Never mind.
Say it. It doesn't matter. Just who cares?
There is a mirror involved.
No.
Mr. Charlie Hunnam.
I'm pretty sure he's been up close and personal.
I would hope I would have a pretty vagina, I think.
So like, you need to inspect your goods.
I would, for sure. Yes, okay. Of course.
Of course.
You got to get a lay of the land. You know, you got to figure out what's going on. would I still be as big as I am? Because I'd be a giant woman. I'd be a big ass.
You would
lady.
Be like a proportionate woman. So let's say you were like a Gisele Bündchen 6 foot tall model looking girl.
You woke up and you are Gisele Bündchen.
You woke up as Gisele Bündchen.
I fucked the shit out of Tom Brady.
I just know that she's 6 feet tall. That's why she's a pop into my head.
No, I don't know. I would probably do some investigating. I don't know.
Or maybe you woke up like what Gwendolyn Christie and you're still 6'3".
Yeah, right? Like I just wake up like a... Yeah.
She's 6'3". She's a big bitch.
Who?
Gwendolyn Christie.
Oh, yeah.
She's a big bitch.
Oh, well, first thing I do is I'd get headshots done and start acting because that's a wanted commodity.
Yeah.
I'd be in Game of Thrones. I don't know. I just jam stuff up there. Who knows?
And then go to the ER.
Yeah. That's I already know how to deal with it.
That's another.
I know so many times I've seen
that shit.
What
kind of weird shit do you see at people's asses?
Huh?
What kind of weird shit do you see at people's asses?
All of it. Nothing's supposed to go up there. All of it is weird.
I know that, but.
It's not a place to store shit.
How long did you work, like?
Over 5 years, almost 6 years. Hairspray can. Up some guy's butt. Olive oil can, lots of cans. a dildo got stuck in someone's butt.
I mean, that's not surprising.
I'm okay with that, but
it's a vacuum issue. You don't want to prolapse the rectum.
Okay.
You don't want to go pulling too hard, and then you pull out more than just the tube.
Okay.
Yeah, man. What did you think we were going to talk about?
I don't know.
You asked the question.
I think we're moving on.
Okay. Would you rather be smart and ugly or dumb and hot?
Smart and ugly. There's no middle ground on this.
There's no middle ground. It's either or.
I'd be smart.
Like, ugly, like, who's really ugly?
Am I dumb enough to not know that I'm dumb?
Yes.
Probably.
Because that's blissful. I know some dumbass people that are not... Not aware. At all. They're just dumb and still happy.
No, but you're dumb, but you're really hot. You're dumb, but you look like Tom Brady.
Name another guy. Joe Manganiello.
You're dumb, but you look like Joe Manganiello.
Can we talk like Aaron Rodgers at least? Like, not Tom Brady. Tom Brady's like...
Joe Manganiello. Well, like, let's stick with him. Apparently, that's my guy. So, Joe Manganiello.
Okay, you're dumb, but you look like Joe Manganiello. But you're dumb as rocks.
No, I'd take smart. I'd be smart and ugly. I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
I'll work out or do whatever I
gotta do. Somebody's bound to like it.
Okay. How would you
I'll be somebody's cup of tea.
Yeah. How would you describe yourself in 3 words?
Fuck, what's the Dwight Schrute quote? Bears Beats Battlestar. No, there's another one where he talks about Jackhammer. What's the... Oh, shit.
Feel free to Google. It's okay.
No. That's cheating. 3 words? I don't know. Vanessa, you've known me the longest. Give me 3 words.
Oh, I didn't ask her the question.
She knows me. I'm not
getting describe
yours.
You in 3 words. Describe me in 3 words. I don't know. I can't think of, like, all of this self-reflection is very hard for me because...
And you're being put on the spot.
You're being put on the spot. 3 words, Bears, Beats, Battlestar.
Tall.
But beard.
Beard. Yeah.
Tall, beard, man.
There you go.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
No, I don't know.
What do you do when you're bored?
Shove stuff up there, man. I guess. What I do when I'm bored, I watch movies. I watch like TV and movies and stuff. I have go-to movies that are bored movies.
Like
though.
What?
Star Wars always.
Like, what do you put on in the background if you're like cleaning?
Cleaning. Did you hear about that tall beard man part? Clean was not involved in that. No, Star Wars, Scott Pilgrim is actually a weird background movie for me.
Okay.
There's something about like the sound effects of the video game sound effects in it. You got it. That's in the background. I love the KO. I like the whole movie's fantastic. Star Wars is always good. Or I'll put like a TV show that I already have seen. Like Parks and Rec. I'll just put Parks and Rec in the background. What do I find funny? Parks and Rec was insanely funny to me. The Office, not as much. I loved it, but it wasn't as funny. It was cringy, hard cringe. But Parks and Rec was funny.
Okay. Who's your celebrity crush?
Celebrity crush?
I mean, Sofia Vergara.
Sofia Vergara is up there. Jennifer Love Hewitt has been since high school.
Ooh.
Jennifer Love Hewitt has been since high school. TBT, nothing. She's still hot.
She's not really relevant anymore.
She's like, got that show where she's
the Ghost Whisperer, and then she was
the
Call Girl the
Client List.
The Client List.
That's not on anymore.
It's not?
That hasn't been on in a good 5-6 years.
It's still in like rotation.
It's still there.
It's like in reruns.
So wait, was this like Party of Five, Jennifer Love Hewitt?
Like, I know what you did last Incorporated. I love what you did last summer.
Can't hardly Kids Incorporated. Hey, ease up. Because
she's
like,
I don't know how old you are. Where is hold on, but
when does she come in Party of Five? Because I'm like halfway through season one and I still haven't seen it.
No, she's Bailey's girlfriend in like 3.
I don't know. I wasn't a part. I was a Can't Hardly Wait was the one that really
like she's
in
like 2-3.
I Know What You Did Last Summer.
I Know What You Did Last Summer. But Can't Hardly Wait was the one where it was like,
well, she was the girl.
Yeah.
Right.
That.
Okay. Got it.
And then I ended up seeing some of the other stuff, but that was where it rude. Can't Hardly Wait is an underrated masterpiece.
I love Can't Hardly Wait. It's
great.
Freaking Melissa Joan Hart in that movie.
A ton of people are in that movie.
But no, her with the yearbook.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you judge her?
Who of the Can't Hardly Wait cast were you guys? Let me turn this questioning around, people.
I remember that movie. Who was I?
I am older than you guys. I forget.
You're not that much older than
honestly,
us.
Honestly, the funny thing is,
I thought you were like my age.
No, I'm older than you.
How old are you?
35.
You're like
Neri's age.
I'm older than you.
Yeah, really?
Chrissy's our
All right, then answer my goddamn questions, ladies.
I need to look up the movie because
are you the girlfriends? The one that you're all sheep where she's holding the scissors and she's cutting that one was funny.
I think I am Melissa Joan Hart.
You're the yearbook girl?
At that point in time.
Is this where, like your prime sorority days?
No, this was high school. Like point in time, I was trying to hold.
We're gonna be friends forever.
I was senior class vice president. Yeah. I was. I planned like most of the events in like for school. Like I thought that these were like the best times of my life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like I was in the clubs. I was in everything. I was super active in everything. I thought that these were gonna be the friends that I had my entire life.
Yeah, yeah.
And like,
little did you know.
Little did I know.
Right.
So yeah, I would. That's why I think that I find her character so funny.
Yeah.
Because
you related. To
yeah.
Her.
Who was the chick that was bad? Like, who was the chick that was in the bathroom with Seth Green the whole time?
That's the girl, the friend of Ethan.
What was the actress?
Lauren Ambrose. She was in.
She was in Scott Pilgrim too.
She was. Yeah. No. No. She wasn't.
Wasn't she the No.
She was in 6 Feet Under.
She's
in a couple other things. Allison Pill, you're talking about, is the drummer.
Yes.
And she was in a movie called Goon, which is one of the best hockey movies of all time.
I want to watch this movie. Goon?
This movie's great.
I know. I haven't seen it in such a long time, so I don't really remember
it. It's great.
Yeah. Peter Facinelli plays like the douchey jock guy.
The fact that like Ethan Embry, I have such a crush on him for so many years.
Who?
Ethan Embry, the guy.
Seth, I like Seth.
Hey, hey, hey.
Seth
different
Myers.
Flavors for different strokes. Different
Seth Meyers to this day is like the hotness for me.
Seth Meyers?
I love Seth Meyers. I have a thing for like geeky guys. Like geeky, smart guys.
But
like,
some of them are not cute. They have to be like, they can't look like fucking swamp creatures either.
They got a swamp creature. Like,
Justin Long is ugly. I'm
hey,
sorry.
No,
he's
not. I'm part swamp creature. So you guys got to ease
it. You're like swamp creature.
Zachary
in the
Levi.
Way,
like it's
look, like when Swamp Thing fucks that lady.
Look, like Zachary
is
Levi when Chuck.
Zachary
deep,
Levi though. Is fine.
He was not fine until he got more Chuck money. Because when Chuck first came out, nobody found Zachary Levi attractive, except for me. And then I loved Jim Krasinski. I can't pronounce his last name to save my life.
Krasinski.
Krasinski.
But he's cute.
Well, see, I like...
From like Sports Night and the...
No, the one from The Office.
The Office. Jim from The Office.
John Krasinski.
John Krasinski.
John Krasinski. John Krasinski.
I'm really bad with like weird names. And like I have, everybody knows in this podcast, I have a real big thing for like Trevor Noah.
Trevor Noah?
Trevor Noah's cute.
Daily Show guy?
Daily Show guy.
Oh yeah, I mean he's a good
like smart. I like smart humor. I like guys that can give me smart humor, and that's where Seth Meyers comes in because I used to go. I've gone to like three of his like stand up shows.
Oh, I think Seth Meyers is hilarious.
So Charlie Hunnam's back on Seth Meyers' body.
No, because see, I have a like I'll have like hotness issues for like people that are just like overly like big and like built, but I like the brain more.
All right.
I'm superficial. Smart. So whatever.
So if that answers your question.
Then my husband Jennifer is the perfect Love combination of the two.
Okay. Do you remember your first kiss?
Yes.
Tell me about it.
I vaguely remember it. I mean, I was young.
How young?
God, middle school?
More specific. There's a difference between getting your first kiss at 11 and getting your first kiss at 14. No, there's a big difference.
Well, how old are you in 7th grade?
12 or 13.
No, I was in 6th grade. Yeah, I guess it didn't really count as a real kiss. And then I switched schools.
No, like tongue and mouth.
I mean, 6th grade, but
okay.
But like I don't remember. I mean, it was such like I'll be honest with you, I switched schools in middle school to a very religious private school.
Which one?
I don't want to say it.
Okay.
We can pause.
We can pause.
I need to know now.
Yeah, now I need to know.
All right. So, but did you not remember because like after you left schools, you just like became like a kissing bandit. Or?
No, it's because there was that, and then I guess that was my first kiss. But it was like your little kid, like weirdo, and then you know like, you're just trying to you're mimicking what you've seen. You don't really know what to do. Yeah, you look. It's very lizard,
very lippy, and
yeah. But man, I went on a date recently. This lady's in her 30s. There's no excuse.
No, you should not be a bad kisser in your 30s. No.
Where literally she kissed me so bad, I thought she was pranking me. And I went, wow. I was like, haha. And I went back in for the kiss again. She kissed me that bad again. I was like, oh no, this is how she does it.
No.
That happened to me so in my early 30s. Bad. Like my early 30s, so I had somebody that kissing me that bad, and I got
that makes
like,
me sad.
Scared.
There's no self respecting human being beyond 23, maybe. Because
somebody should have corrected you.
Somebody should have corrected this issue.
Well, look, like,
this
is not okay. Here's where we're gonna get into the battle of the sexes.
That's like
situation.
A deal breaker for me.
Because,
like, you cannot be a bad.
Because what
kisser.
Happens is that if you're the more attractive you are as a woman, the less people correct anything about you.
Well, that's true.
No, you know what I mean? Come on.
It's the hot to crazy ratio. Yes.
That's why they're crazy, yes. Is because it's not that they start crazy, because there's plenty of good looking, normal people, but they're off being normal. You don't run into them. You know what I mean? You run into the crazy ones because they're the ones single at 35, even though they're hot. You know what I mean? Because they can't, they're crazy. And that's because no one's corrected any of their behavior because they're trying to fuck them. And that's a detriment to yourself and others.
Right.
You know, you correct.
No, I'm with you.
Yeah. You take a bullet for the team. I'm not going to have, you know, I'm going to lose
my chance.
I mean,
I'll probably,
girl,
like, look, honestly, in all fairness, if somebody told me that I was a bad kisser, I'd probably be pissed at them, but I would, like, that would stay with me. Be like, well,
yeah.
You want to know what happens is that, so, like, if someone tells you something, you go through the five stages, you deny it. You're like, this guy doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Right.
I'm a good kisser. And then you start, well, wait, am I? Maybe I'm not. You know, like, maybe I've been lied to this whole time. Then you start doubting everything.
My cousin went on a first date with a guy that kissed her, and she said that it was very lizard-like. Like, he just kept going, like...
Yeah,
like it was like weird. For those people that didn't see you,
let's put that on Snapchat.
I'm not doing that shit again.
I have this,
but yeah, it was very just like a quick, you know.
Yeah, that's all.
Which
bad.
Is weird. Like, and they were like in their late 30s when
I guess I
happened.
Didn't. Like, I'll be honest with you, I was not an active dater in high school. I was not active. Like in college, I started.
How old are you when you lost your virginity?
That's not one of our questions.
I told him that some of them could spiral into other questions.
Technically, 15, but I didn't have
technically.
Sex. Yeah, like, but I didn't have sex again for like a long time after that. But I lost virginity.
So his virginity regrew.
Yep.
Well, you grew your hymen back.
Yep.
that's not a thing.
But I was not as outgoing. You know, like in high school, it was very much. Scamming. You guys remember scamming?
Yes.
Oh my yes. God. Yes.
Scamming. Yes.
This being a very religious school, scamming meant everything but intercourse.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yes. When I started college, that's what
it was still a thing.
When I went to college, I was like, wait, girls don't give blowjobs? Like, what is happening? This, Because I went through a place where that was like,
well, when you go to religious, when you go to religious school, that's like the only option you have because everybody tells you like sex is bad, but then you do everything else because you know Jesus doesn't judge you if you do anal or whatever.
Did you go to school? I never did anal.
We all college at Miami.
I went to FIU for a little while, and then I went to Miami Dade and I got my paramedic certification. I was a terrible student. I was bad at being.
Anyone surprised?
No.
No, but I went to a school like the religious school. It was very small. I had a graduating class of like 46 people.
Right. Yeah.
So there was not motivation to really do anything.
Didn't
so
that?
When I went to college, it
I don't
was
think
like,
they're around anymore.
No,
they
were.
They're still around.
Are they?
Yeah. No.
As far as I know.
We'll talk about it off air. Yeah, I know that there's something that took over one of the schools that sounds like that school.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's that school.
Oh, we'll skip all that because we're going to start talking around shit. And
No one wants to hear that.
Yeah.
So, wait.
But so what ended up happening when I went to college is that you start kind of branching out more. Also, I was also like 325 pounds. I was very large. And I had a lot of poor body. Like after football, I was. Being big when you played football was great, but then when you're not playing anymore,
didn't play football for your school though.
I played, yes.
Oh, they had a football team.
Yep. What position?
All of them.
Was all the boys.
The team was tiny.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about? You insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There was
all the boys
like,
in school played football.
Yeah, no, it was like I wish because there was me and like a bunch of other freshmen. It was I played both offense and defense.
Oh, shit.
And I played Iron Man, and I was also.
I know that there's no way that this... Iron Man because I saw the program and I saw replacements.
Yep, I played Iron Man.
High five, Chrissy.
There's no way that you weren't a lineman. That's
yeah,
just not.
I was a center. I was the guy who snaps the ball. Do you guys know football?
Yes,
a little bit.
I was a center, and then I was long snap.
I've dated a football player or two in my day,
me
so
too.
I know about them because of that.
We were cheerleaders.
Yeah, we were. We went to high school together.
They all do faces. They all do muecas. All cheerleaders.
Yeah, of course.
They
you have to. Facials. You're supposed to do them. Yes.
Yes. You just mouth all the vowels.
Is it called? If it can't
it's called
be called
facials. I promise.
It is.
I swear to God, it's called facials.
There's no way that they're teaching a whole bunch of teenage girls to take facials.
Yes.
No, you don't take facials.
You don't know.
You make
facials. You don't take them.
You make
facials.
So you're making a face.
You make a facial. He's cheerleading. Dumb. That was the thing. I played football. I went to a really small school. I hate it. It was a big fight. My parents had a huge argument over going to like private religious school.
Okay.
I'm not religious now in any way, which is also like
I also blame my
family,
my middle school for that. But
yeah. So
was it one of those crazy footloose schools?
Yes, mine was.
Yeah, no, I know yours was, but was yours a crazy footloose school?
Sort of. Yeah, I mean, it was similar to mine. It was it's a money laundering scheme. It's how to get. It's basically all that tuition is tax free money for them because they're a religious organization. Yeah. It's all a scam. But whatever.
That was my brother's war cry through all of Italy every time we went into a church and I'm like, I want to light a candle. He's like, that's a fucking scam.
Well,
and
that's like, a different thing. This is an old medieval church. Let him have the fucking candle. Disney at this point.
My brother was like really, like he had a really bad cold towards the end and we went into a church and I was like, Ale, look, you need this. They were selling teeny little bottles of holy water. And I'm like, you need this. He's like, why? I'm like, if you drink it, you'll feel better. And I was like, he's like, if I drink it, I'm gonna catch fire. And I'm like, you should do that.
If he drinks it, he's gonna get diarrhea because that water is probably filthy. He's just snort
but
that water.
But that was like the whole joke, the whole trip. I was like, you are just gonna. Every church we went into, he's like, he would sit there and look at their church. He's like, this shit is a scam.
Let me tell you,
I'm not that bad about it.
No,
I'm not that neckbeard about it because that to me is also kind of like
sacrilegious.
No. It's also like now you're putting too much importance on the stuff. It is what it is. History. You know what I mean?
It
like
is. That,
it happened. Like, come on.
Well, like my family had like praise to.
Like, I'm an atheist, but I'm not a dick about it.
And well, I don't even know if my brother's an atheist, but he's just like.
It sounds to me like he is.
He probably is. But like, we went to go see my family praise to the saint. I don't know if you've heard of him. He's Saint Pio. I don't know.
Padre Pio. Yes. Yes.
My family. Obsessed with this man.
Man, it's real close to Saint Bill.
Well, so we went to go see him.
He had he's famous because he's one of the few that has had the stigmata.
Had the stigmata, yeah. And so we went to go.
You pray to the stigmata, the guy?
Yes,
I don't.
Well,
my family does.
He is the stigmata guy.
Yeah,
one of the few. There's been like five.
You pray to Gabriel Byrne, the actor who was in the movie Stigmata?
This is why I'm happy I went to public school.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, this has nothing to do with public school. This is just my family.
I went to 16 years of Catholic school. I know a lot of shit.
I only did four. So,
but, what? So I forgot how we got where.
I
don't know how we got here. But we went to go see him because apparently...
His body is also one of the bodies that has decomposed.
Yeah. His body has decomposed.
There are certain saints, very few saints in the church that their bodies have been uncorrupted.
Yeah, because I forgot why.
It's weird. They look like fucking wax figures. It's weird.
It's really creepy.
They used to do what's called reliquaries, where they would actually cut up the pieces of the saints.
Well, yeah, they
have. And put them in the different places, and those, because they were considered holy. Right. And those reliquaries
there's relics. Like, you can buy a piece of a saint's body.
Okay, but.
Anyway, continue.
But he's. Complete.
Right, he's entero.
That's your family.
He is whole.
That's your family
saint. That's my family saint. Yeah. Right. So we went to go see him because my dad was like hell bent on us going to go see him. So we went to go see him.
Clark Griswold, like Chevy Chase, like come on kids, European Big Ben Parliament, Saint Peter.
Like, so we're in the church and we're standing in line, and me and my brother are like whispering awful things to each other, like watch us get up there to take a picture, and his eyes just like spring open.
Oh yeah.
So we're like, and then my
should grab you by the throat.
Yeah.
Like, oh, shit.
Well, he's like in a glass case, like you can't.
He's buried,
he punches
like,
through the.
He's
glass
like Snow White. He's buried
yeah,
in a glass
like
case.
Snow White. So me and my brother
he's in a
like
glass case of emotion.
Yes, we're saying awful things to each other, and my brother, the things my brother is saying, completely way worse than mine. And I get close to him, and my camera froze, and my dad was like, "That's what you guys fucking get," and I'm like. But I wanted to take a picture. But the whole time was my brother, this shit's a scam. That's not real. That's a wax figure. The whole time.
It could be a wax. Who knows?
His feet and his feet and hands are starting to decompose.
Yeah.
But his face is so perfect. Really creepy.
That's creepy.
Again, it has nothing to do with school.
But see, public school doesn't jade you. Because you don't have it put down your throat all day.
Well, I don't know, because I know people who went to public school and are fucked up too. So it's like hard to.
Well, not fucked up, but I mean like the
formula.
Jading. No,
there's
like
no
the
formula.
Jading. Like the more people that I know that are like. Jaded,
I will say this: I know a lot of people that go to private religious schools that end up hating whatever religion.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
In.
That's
yeah,
fair.
So, and that's
I mean,
fine. I mean, I get that.
Yeah,
I don't hate the religion. I just hate confession.
You don't hate the player; you hate the game. Yeah.
Exactly. What is your favorite movie of all time?
Jesus Christ, man. If you ask, like, which of your favorite hairs on your head or whatever. I like...
This one.
Star Wars is always number one. Empire is probably my favorite movie of that series.
Wrong, but whatever.
I'll tell you... Okay,
be.
here's the one that people... That I don't know if people know about, but I love the movie The Rainmaker.
That is a great movie.
With Matt Damon and, John Voight. I love that movie. Danny DeVito is great. I'm trying to think. Like the movies I go back to all the time, like Scott Pilgrim. I watch that a lot.
Right.
Oh, Hunt for Red October. I love the Hunt
That's
for Red
Alec
October.
Baldwin?
Yeah, Alec Baldwin and Sean Connery.
That teddy bear.
Yeah, man.
Me every time.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I could talk about that all day.
Right.
I mean.
What is the most embarrassing or awkward experience you've ever had in bed?
In bed?
Yes.
Besides, like, not getting it up or something like that?
Yeah,
like,
well, that's pretty bad.
I mean,
but is that embarrassing?
Does that happen?
A whiskey dick doesn't count.
It depends.
No, yeah, whiskey dick's
not. Well, here's the revelation, you guys. There's a lot of hydraulics that have to function for us. We don't just show up. You know
yeah,
what
you
mean?
Do.
Yeah, you do.
Of course you do.
You have to get, like, yeah, but you have to get hard. You have to get an erection.
Yeah, but that's, like, the easiest thing in the world. It's
so
not like getting
think?
A girl in the mood.
Just,
blow
I
on
cry
it.
And my husband gets a hard on.
Yeah, yeah. Seriously.
It's weird. Don't ask.
I make out with Jay for more than
wait a minute.
Hang
past.
On. You can't just drop something like
what
that.
What did you say? Keep going.
She said she cries when he gets an erection.
That's weird.
I'm sorry. Why?
We'll have like an argument or something like, and I've cried, and I look, and like then we're like, he'll like calm me down, or it's just normal situations in life. And then like when we were dating,
and my jaw is on the floor right
yeah.
now.
And then like we'll be joking around about something, and he's like, and I'm hard now. And I'm like, what the fuck? Why does that make you hard? And he goes, I don't know.
And then that makes you cry?
No, I cry and it makes him.
Oh, okay. So I completely misunderstood.
Like, if we hug for too long, my husband gets a hard yeah. on. Like, that, come on. I'll tell you really what easy.
Here's the difference, because you guys are in the married life, and also when I was younger, it didn't happen as often. But I also suffer from anxiety, full disclosure.
Okay.
So anxiety will fuck up a hard on.
Okay.
That you makes stre- sense.
Stress
that makes
will
sense.
Fuck up a hard on.
That makes sense.
All right. And it'll fuck up a hard on in the worst way. Okay. Where all of a sudden you could have been ready to go 5 minutes, and all of a sudden you're stressed out, and then it's gone, and you're like, okay. Well, but also you guys are all married, and you're comfortable with each other,
so
that takes such a level of anxiety away. Like first time sex, I know a guy who he's like, every night I'm with a different girl, and I'm like, well, that means you have awkward first times.
Someone under the bus.
It's Oni. He's a comedian. He
no,
a fuck.
But basically the whole point is that.
Was it Oni?
No. It was another guy. It wasn't even a comedian. But it was a guy who's like he's fucking a girl for the first time. And then never again. He's just having awkward first time, which the first time right. is always weird.
Okay.
Because you haven't figured out how
I've
to pick the lock
had,
yet.
I've never had, just full disclosure, I've never had random sex with somebody.
There you go.
So.
Now here's the problem is the illusion that women expect it to be harder for them to get. It's harder for you guys to orgasm, but it's yes. also easier for you guys to actually process and like sex, because there's no actual physical pneumatic
that's
you know
true.
Hydraulic situation.
But if I don't can, if I don't want
yeah but
child?
If I don't want to there's
me.
Very little that you're going to be able to do to convince me.
Absolutely and nor should anyone force that on
oh
anybody.
Oh my god, that's not what we
for
were going with.
All about consent.
What I'm saying
thank
is
you,
that
I appreciate
what I'm saying
it.
Is that
for
you can
fuck's
throw,
sake.
Now you could throw some lube and whatever and you're ready to go. A guy can, you try to have sex with a half chub, it's like putting a sleeping bag back in that case. That like it comes in
trying to shove Jello in a
yeah.
pool.
It's like trying to put toothpaste back in a tube. You can't do it.
Is Dave here?
Is he here? No, he's not here.
There's a
pause.
Hang on.
Pause.
Next question.
All right. Next question.
What is the first thing you notice about a girl?
Tits. No.
No, that is exactly the question.
No,
that's
no,
an honest answer.
It's not,
boobs.
It's not. I said the funny answer. The real answer is smile.
And then
like,
boobs.
No. Because
where does boobs fall on your?
Here's the thing. Because
boobs has to be.
Are you a
at.
Boob guy or are you an ass guy?
Depends on the girl.
Boobs.
It depends on the girl. No, man, guys, you asked me a question. You got to let me fucking answer.
We are halfway through bottle number three.
Yeah.
I know, yeah.
And you haven't helped.
Yellowtail Shiraz fucks you up.
It'll get you drunk.
Good for the ladies.
No, because
especially
the
ones
thing,
that drink like men.
Because I'm online dating, and all of those pictures,
on Tinder?
All those, yeah,
guys, Mike's on Tinder. Go look for him if you're single moms.
Our
kids a deal
active.
Breaker.
I what?
Our kids a deal breaker?
No.
Okay,
no. I've dated the last girl I dated. No, the girl before her had a kid, and it was
Mike's,
fine.
Listen, Mike's. I don't know much about your life. You're in your 30s.
I was going to say, there
moms
comes,
are
I would have to imagine
thing.
That there comes a certain point in your life where if you're single,
you have
at
to
your certain
moms.
Age, you have to
okay
accept the
it.
Fact that you are going to be dating. You could potentially date somebody with children.
Absolutely. But look, we live in Miami. That's been going on since I was in college.
Well,
so
that's
he has
true.
A point.
You know what I mean? Like, get the fuck out of here. I've been at 25. It was a possibility.
Okay. Well,
are you kidding?
It's true. He's very.
Yeah, are you serious? Am I joking? No, absolutely not. Like, because I remember
some people it is. I mean, it's a fair question.
At 25, it was a kind of a deal breaker, but not 35, absolutely not. Of course, right. Who am I? And also, I'm at the stage where I'm...
damn it.
Yeah. I'm a fucking bear lumberjack.
You're
where
a lumber
this thing
bear.
Is. Lumber bear.
Lumber bear.
But, oh, can lumber bear be the title?
Lumber sure. bear can be the title.
Lumber bear.
I need to write this down because I
the legend of the lumber bear.
Legend of the lumber bear.
But,
with Mike Mercadal.
But the on those sites, the pictures are always a lie. You know, it's just given. So you look at a smile. You can't angle a smile.
Right.
Sure you, yeah, can. I mean, you can.
Sure you can. But okay. I can show you exactly what you need to do to make your picture
stop
look...
spreading these tools for women to lie. Because that's the whole thing. Guys lie about height. Women lie about the angle at which they take their picture.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Because you're single and we are not. Girls that wear a lot of makeup. I've seen a lot of memes like, oh, don't trust girls that wear a lot of makeup. How do you feel about that?
Yes and no. Here's the thing. It depends. Again, it depends on the girl. Some girls look good where they're done up and they're fancy right. and all that stuff. For me, especially in New York, that implies a little bit of a high maintenance. I don't make a lot of money, and immediately that weeds me out. I can't support their makeup habits. But also, especially online dating, if you're trying to hooking up is one thing, but if you're trying to like meet somebody to actually like go out with, then you want the pictures that look at least the most normal. And then when you meet them, there's it's a 50-50 shot that they even look like their pictures.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pictures were from like a decade.
So what's it like to meet somebody from a Tinder date that doesn't look like
you're asking
picture?
Me though. Like I just
you're
show
the
up
the only
and I'm like, hey,
single person
up,
that I know really that's right. on Tinder. So
well, I'm also super outgoing and I say, hey, how are you doing? Whatever. And then that's it. You know, I just start I talk a lot.
And if they don't look like their pictures, you care? Or
I've told people, like, hey, yeah, you don't really look like your pictures. Why did you put pictures? I ask questions a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, when were these pictures from?
47 years ago.
Yeah. Wait,
I graduated high school.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you do know you're 30, right?
You're dating. I'll just jump into this question. Do you believe in marriage?
That's a loaded question. Did you preface them with any information about
no.
I think I told you some things.
Well,
not
no,
a lot.
I don't this came them. Straight up well, on this, one of these.
You showed me this today.
Yeah, I found this on a list of one of those it's one of those Facebook ask these questions without prompt.
Oh, right. It was like MySpace bulletin.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
I was like, I think we should ask Mike
bulletin.
Some general random questions right? so that way it's not like awkward.
We don't know what that is. That's not here. What I was going to say is that I was engaged to be married before.
Okay.
And so I believe in
how, it. How long ago?
It ended in 2014.
Okay. So about almost like 2.5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I moved to New York with somebody.
Okay.
And I moved to New York in a relationship that had started. And then while I was there, we decided... Are we gonna?
The elephant in the room is just.
Are we gonna? What is happening? I don't understand. I'm trying to tell you guys about my heartbreak. Guys, my heartbreak. Guys, remember?
Okay, this is not fair, people.
Remember, I'm struggling through an emotional crisis
okay,
at this
laughing.
Point in the story.
I'm
yes,
sorry.
Yes,
continue.
Yes,
I'm so sorry.
Crisis and scene.
Go.
What the fuck?
You moved to New York.
I moved to New York. I was
with
I
someone.
Started a relationship and it was one of those like I got suckered into a long distance thing again.
Okay.
And then I was like
again. So this happened to you more than once.
Yes, I was in a long distance before that didn't really work out. And
long distances
are very
don't
different.
Work
it's
out.
Very difficult and also like there's a lot of trust issues that come. So you have to be kind of sure.
Right.
With the girl that I was seeing before. Well, I broke up with Sunshine.
Right. And I liked her. She made me cupcakes.
That's the bit. Yeah, that's one of my bigger regrets. I believe in marriage with Sunshine. Unfortunately, every girl I date after I date them, they all get married to somebody else.
So you're like
I'm the good luck Chuck.
I was just saying, so you're like good luck Chuck. Yeah. Okay,
right? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she's the only one that I know.
I feel like you said that though. I feel like you said that. Like
tell you guys that.
A couple of girls that you've dated after the fact have gotten married.
Yeah. Within like a year.
So you're the one that they're
real quick.
You're the one that they realize like right after that that's what they don't want.
Yeah. Oh, and
the last one, this ick.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't say it in those words, but sure.
You know, I'm bottle number three. Lots of stuff
I'm pretty drunk, so it's fine.
Yeah, yeah. What is going on? What did you say? Ask me. What was the question?
I have no idea.
Marriage.
Like, I believe
do you
in
believe
it.
In marriage?
I believe in it for the right. I mean, if it's right, it's right. If it's not, it's not. Like I was engaged. And
do you want to
stopped.
Get married?
It depends on.
Do you feel like you have to get married?
No, I don't feel like you have to get married.
Okay, let's make it fun again. Do you think you could punch someone and knock them out?
Yeah.
And have you ever done it?
Yeah.
Like one shot.
I trained martial arts for a long time.
He's a big tree.
Exactly. No. But I still like, trained. There was, like, he could be a gentle giant.
I trained martial arts for a long time.
You told the story on Wubro when you got kicked in the face.
Oh, yeah. I got knocked out.
Who the hell has legs that big?
Yeah, seriously. Were you kneeling down?
It was another guy. He was really tall and he had long ass legs and he kicked. And I went down to shoot to. It was like a MMA style type fighting. I went down to grab to shoot his legs.
This was on purpose?
He had stepped back and kicked me in the head. Oh, yeah. They were like training. We were training. We were in the ring.
Okay. I thought this was like
no, it's not like a street
fight. I'm thinking like a bar fight, like the Jets and the Sharks, kind of like
you broke
a bottle on the fucking fence,
you know,
and you're like
in New York 2016. Right?
Well, that's New York in 1956.
When you're a Jet, you're a Jet all the way from your first
cigarette to your last dying day.
This musical moment has been brought to you by
Mojo Donuts.
Perfect segue.
Or sushi sake.
But I play it cool, boy. Real cool. I've got my.
And he knows musicals, ladies.
You're welcome. Perfect segue. So, do you sing in the shower?
I sing whatever time. Karaoke Monster
Jam.
Do
you have a go-to song?
Whatever's on there. I've done. The thing is that you have to feel the room out. I used to help run a karaoke night down here too, I want to run a karaoke night up in New York because it's fun, you know, you get to just goof around and sing.
My
and
husband
shit.
Is up.
And, like yeah, and
that's why she loves him.
Yeah. He won you over with his dulcet tones.
Hinderton. With his skinny lips of an angel.
His skinny Kevin Smith.
His skinny Kevin Smith. I'm not even joking.
Lips of an angel.
That's Hinder, a great song. Lips of an Angel.
That is a great song.
Hinder, that's right.
Okay. Hinder, lips of an angel.
Yeah.
That was a
bad era in music. That was a rough.
I fucking love that song.
The era of music, like there's Slim Pickens in that era. You have donut stuff all over your pants.
Fuck is on my.
What is that?
Totally doesn't look like.
Do you want
donuts?
A Sharpie?
Man, this show has gone off the rails.
Welcome to Mamas and Merlot, Michael.
Welcome to Mamas and Merlot.
Yeah. Wait, what was the question?
Do you have a go-to song?
I have a go-to song. No, it depends. I love like Billy
There's
Joel.
Boot in my face.
I love like...
Oh, man, I'm just looking at my text messages now. Can I head over? I'm sad and I don't want to be alone.
No one's going to know what you're talking about, though.
No, they don't, and we're going to keep it that way.
Here we go. Go-to song is Billy Joel or something or other, or Queen. I love Queen.
Yes.
Or, you know, like I'll sing like an AC/DC song. Just something fun. Depends on the room. If someone's like just sang a really depressing song, barely almost crying, you know,
like
then you
want to
jump
angel.
Out with some. Yeah.
Lips of an Angel is a beautiful song.
It's a beautiful song
to
you. I agree
with you. It's depressing as
for
fuck.
Me.
Yeah, it means something.
I wanted to jump his ass.
But yeah, and look where we are now. But that's not, you know.
Married with a child. It's all good.
Yeah. But, I don't know. Go to Piano Man is a good one. I like Piano Man.
What are you doing to me?
Playing Lips of an Angel.
Why are you doing this to me? Please.
And Vanessa's leaving. We don't.
They're gonna charge us money, I think.
No.
We don't have the rights to that.
You can play 7 seconds.
Okay.
That's it.
So, if you could write a book, or I will change it for you, or a movie, what would it be about?
Oh, I wrote one that I'm trying to figure out.
Oh, I wrote a movie. Excuse me.
It's very easy. They're literally software applications.
Did you write a movie or did you write a treatment?
I wrote a screenplay.
Okay.
Well, I wrote the outline and I have the first
You don't have to talk about it so that you don't like give anybody else
ideas. I don't give a fuck. If it's on record, then someone does it, then I'll just be like, hey, you guys gotta at least pay me for my idea.
True.
It's about Alzheimer's, like Alzheimer's and dementia. So I worked with when I worked in the hospital. It's not sad, but it's going to be a suspense thriller. So what happens is that when you have Alzheimer's and dementia, you regress in age in your mind.
Yes,
you start thinking you're younger than you really are. But what if at some point in your life you went into witness protection, and now you can no longer differentiate between who you became before the crime witness protection thing, and then before. So the whole story is that in this nursing home, this old man, he's regressing, and I realize that he's talking about a crime that's real, and I'm figuring out who he really is. I write in the first person, and then you go on, you realize that, oh, someone's gonna, because there's no statute of limitations on murder.
Sure, you really want to talk about this right here?
Why is it
because
not good?
That's really good.
Yeah. And then so it's all about that there's no statute of limitations on murder. Yeah. So it's a murder that's going through and you got to figure, and then it becomes like a suspenseful thing where I have to pull the old man out of the nursing home and we go on like this wild chase to try and.
That sounds great.
This really sounds really good.
Morgan Freeman is the
I'll watch
the old man.
The old man. I think he would be great.
He would be great. You're absolutely right.
Or Bruce Willis.
No, he's too young.
Ooh. No, he's not too young. We think he's too young because you still want to fuck him.
No, but
he's not.
I've never wanted to fuck him.
I thought just because it affects people a lot of different
never
ages.
I saw Red. A day in my life have I wanted to fuck Bruce Willis. Even when Rachel was fucking Bruce Willis, did I not want to fuck Bruce Willis?
No, he cried like a baby when Rachel wanted to fuck him.
He too is a neat guy.
Red. No, I'm just going to keep saying the word Red.
You guys say, bro, John McClane.
I'm a big... Yes, but Red and, oh my God, what was the name of that stupid movie with Scott Bakula? Color of Night.
Man, that movie was great.
Bless you.
Yeah, what's something you've never told anyone?
And tell us.
About the movie? About anything.
What's something you've never, like, told people?
Come on, man. That's a super open-ended question.
Something one of your like
what's like your deepest darkest secret that you've never told anybody?
What is that like what is
that you want to tell crime
all of our listeners.
What is the most embarrassing thing that you would watch on TV?
The most embarrassing thing
like,
I
like you're like
TV.
Embarrassed like, to tell people that you like
a guilty pleasure.
Yeah, like
guilty
did you watch pleasure. Disney Junior?
Do you watch the Kardashians?
No, I don't watch the Kardashians and that bothers me. I was just watching I laughed really hard at 2.5 Men and I felt really guilty about it.
Why? 2.5 Men is funny.
Nah, it's low. It's least common denominator. It's very dumb.
It's low hanging
fruit. It's not. It's very low hanging fruit. It's like dicks or whatever, you know, innuendo. And then it's like, anyway.
Okay.
You know, it's like, and then it's like, oh no, that's his name. Oh, this guy's name is Dick something. And then it's like, ha ha ha. Hey, like we can say Dick on CBS.
But
oh,
but okay. Boom.
No, I don't know. I watched a lot of anime. I got into like anime and all this stuff when it was not cool.
Vampire Hunter D.
Huh. No, like Visions of Escaflowne and Gundam and fan subs. I was watching all the Dragon Ball Z stuff before it got here.
No, Vampire Hunter D.
Yeah, no, I saw it.
Oh, I thought you said
the movie.
Dragon Ball Z.
They're literally speaking Russian right
Sorry,
now.
Sorry. Like, I'm
the only one I recognize.
This is why Nuri says I'm like one of the, like a weird geek girl because I actually know all this crap.
But that's fine. But it's not even that bad. Like I'm not ashamed of.
I like anime. I'm a big fan of anime.
I'm not really ashamed of much. I'm
so there's not much that you're like.
What I just talked about not getting an erection on your show.
This is all true. Okay, all right. Now the most important question of this whole thing. This is like self-serving. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the lowest, 10 being the highest.
This is worse. This is bad.
How awesome are the people asking you these questions?
This is tough. This is not good. Which questions? No, that's great. This is fantastic. But you know, this is
good answer.
Good answer. You're off the hook.
I was expecting way worse questions. I really was. I thought you were going to give them back. I thought Vanessa.
No,
you were
I did a little bit. I thought I did.
Not
I thought
really.
Gonna, maybe I thought it in be... my head. Well, I didn't say it out loud.
If she told us when we were drunk, we yeah, don't.
I mean,
over.
I could go there if you want.
Yeah, man. Come
we
on.
Have time.
Okay.
Come on. So, hit me. So, and then I'll walk out of here all pissed. Like, all right. I'd be like, yeah, come on, ask me any questions.
So what's wrong with you? Do you have like a third nipple? Like, do you have like a weird... What is wrong with you?
Do I have a third nipple?
I want to know what's wrong with you.
I don't.
She's going to choke on her wine. Why are you still single?
Why are you single? Like, I want to know what the fuck is wrong with you.
I was dating someone recently. I guess I'm serial monogamist. I mean, when things... don't
because
work I leave. I'm not a big person that is like
you are a big person.
I beg to differ, but
I'm a large person. The whole thing is that I don't believe in that. You know how like when people are in relationships, all right, it's like that whole, I don't know where I heard this analogy, but if you go to the fridge and you pull out the milk and the milk's bad, you don't put it back in the fridge and be like, oh, that'll be good tomorrow.
Right,
you know what I mean? It's just bad.
Right,
I'm like that.
Okay.
Unless you're my husband and doesn't want to throw it in the garbage.
Yeah, what a pour. If you spoil milk, pour it in the toilet and flush it. Don't pour it down your sink. It's going to smell like shit. Pro tip. Flush it down the toilet.
That's actually good really good to know.
Huh?
Bless you.
Bless you. Bless you. Fish what, person what, in the corner.
Bless you, elephant in the room.
No, that's too bad. Don't be. That's insulting to call someone an elephant.
I didn't call anybody an elephant. I said there was an elephant in the room, and I blessed
There's
it.
There's a pocket-sized elephant.
They blessed the elephant.
It's a fun-sized elephant.
It's fun-sized.
So I've heard.
In more ways than one.
I got it.
I see what you did.
What was the, what so you, did you want to know why I'm saying? Here's the thing.
I like legit want to know because so, like okay, just for everybody that's like we've talked about the fact that like you have like pictures of yourself on Instagram with your nieces and a puppy and like you
and
bake and like
oh,
you
the pie, yeah. That's
like
killer. That's
like on paper like my point profile. Is that on paper you seem
perfect.
Like a fine. Really good guy. So I want to know what the hell's wrong with
Ish.
You.
Ish.
Again,
three bottles of wine.
what made him uncomfortable?
I said perfect.
Except for, I was like, what?
That's why perfect, I didn't say perfect. I said you seem good on paper.
Here's the thing.
So you've got to have
on paper.
Do you have, like,
makes sense.
Do you have like a weird?
That was
you like harbor a twin in your closet? Like, what is your deal? Weird thing.
Wow, that bar is pretty high like for you then. That bar, like, I could say anything, be like, yeah, I murdered a guy and it haunts me in my dreams. You're like, yeah, but at least you don't have a twin in the closet.
No. Actually,
you have like a sloth, like Sloth from Goonies in your attic. Like, what is it?
I am the Sloth from Goonies.
If you have a sloth in your from Goonies in your closet, I want to be your friend.
Yeah,
of course you do.
Hey, you guys.
Hey, you guys. That is like, listen. If you have the Bartol, the.
Here's the
I have a coworker that looked like Sloth from Goonies.
Here's the baby,
a former coworker.
Look, here's you want me to break it down for you. I've been in relationships that just don't go well, and
okay.
So you just keep going. Like I was. One of my bits on stage is the story of how I'm 0 for 2 with engagement rings in my life. So I'm kind of like retired from the engagement ring. You know what I mean? Go out when you're on the rock bottom.
Do you have them?
Did they give them back?
Well, one, I had to return to get my money back because I had to move out and I get a new place to live. Then there was the other one was a family ring. I had to get that back.
Oh,
yeah. Good.
Yeah,
and that was the most recent one when I was in New York.
I say good because I'm all about like the guy getting the ring back.
I would never give.
I would never give.
I would never give a piece of jewelry back ever.
I would give it back if it was a family thing.
If it was a family thing, okay, fine.
It was a gift. Damn it.
Or no,
the painting was a gift.
It all depends on who's responsible for the breaking of the engagement.
Oh, I don't care. I would never give a piece of jewelry unless it was a family heirloom.
My cousin, we got my cousin's ring back.
I would never.
Listen, we got my cousin's ring back because
I would never.
That girl needed.
I would never give a fucking ring back. Ever.
We needed to get that ring back from that girl, and we got that ring back.
Unless it was like his grandmother's whatever.
Whoever's
that
in
they
breach
demanded
of contract
back,
is a breach
then
of
that's
contract.
Fine. But if you gifted me something, the painting was a gift, Todd. Absolutely not. You are not getting that shit
that's
back.
Not, no, that's wrong. that's absolutely wrong. Absolutely,
do I need to know that reference?
Wrong.
Yeah, it's from Wedding Crashers.
Yeah.
From where he makes him the painting of like the weird
crashers.
Brother makes him the painting, and then the brother gets mad
I
when
don't
they
like Wedding Crashers. Oh.
What?
I like it.
You're insane.
I have my I have a weird
holy shirts
Vince Vaughn thing that
oh Dave hates Vince Vaughn too. So.
I like Vince Vaughn. I don't like Luke Wilson. So when
Owen Wilson. Glad that you don't like Luke.
Well, I don't like him either. Actually, to tell you the truth, Home Fries was a stupid movie.
That's your go-to?
Yes.
Home Fries.
Of all the movies that guy's done, fucking Home Fries.
The only good movie he did is Idiocracy and has nothing to do with him. It has to do with the social commentary on the world.
All right. Well, whatever. All of those movies. The point being,
sorry.
If you give someone an engagement ring, one of them I bought and didn't give the chance to give because she broke up with me and then I had to return. That was the first one. The second was
you didn't give her that ring.
No, I planned it. I was going to do it at Disney. And then the second one I actually gave
that's
at Disney.
That's very original, Mike.
No, Mike, I had it planned.
You recycled a proposal?
No.
What? No, because he didn't do the first one.
No, the first and the
it
first
doesn't matter.
One was,
the plan was still out there. That's like first degree murder.
No, the first one was on the boat in the lagoon that
right.
I already booked from because we were going to stay in the wilderness.
Oh,
lodge.
You did one of the private tours.
I was going to do one of the private
oh.
tours, and when the fireworks were going off in the fucking
yes,
lagoon,
yes,
I was going to drop on one
about.
Knee and give the ring.
That's FYI, nice. If you do get into the like engagement zone
again,
no Disney.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
it just seems to be bad
now.
Luck for
no,
you.
Just no, no.
But that just seems to be bad luck for you.
Yeah, I got engaged just, at Disney.
No, but it doesn't seem to be working.
No, it's
for
not
him.
Working for me. No, it worked for me to get engaged. The problem is when the moving to New York was
how,
too much
okay,
to handle.
So I'm a wedding planner. That's what I do for. That's my job. How far into the wedding planning process did you get before
we got
you guys
the location? And then
so you lost money.
Here's. I don't exactly know because they had taken all the responsibility. What's happening?
I don't know. I don't know what's happening. I'm just going to...
Christy and I are drunk. It's fine.
I'm a little drunk, too, but I'm just going to playfully ignore them. There's still more wine? God damn it.
It's three bottles.
Fuck. Mike's not helping.
No, you're not. This is why we're so fucking drunk.
Mike is smart. You realize I'm in a hostile environment, right? You know, I got to keep my lips.
We brought you donuts
and fried rice.
We have been nothing but nice.
All right, exactly. So let's go talk about my emotional problems.
Wait, you know what?
Because it's not a hostile environment.
I think it's only fair. I think it's only fair.
Here's what? Wait.
Go ahead. Say what?
That. I think it's only fair. We will allow... a question from you.
You can ask me whatever the hell you want. I don't care. Us.
Oh, because
you said you're in a hostile environment.
No, you can ask me whatever the hell you want. I don't give a shit.
Facetious. Here's the thing. Going back to the question you asked, like why I'm single. Mm-hmm. I ask myself that all the time.
I mean, I'm sure you do. But
here's. I was just seeing a girl now recently, and I broke up with her. Man, it was really rough. It was like right after, like I came home for Thanksgiving, and I just didn't really want. I felt like, oh, I don't really want to talk to this person. And I was like, that's a
sign.
You
don't break up with somebody in the middle of the holidays. You break up with them after New Year's.
Hey, how about this? You break up with when you want to break up with them.
Yeah, you do it before Christmas, so you don't have to buy them a present.
You do it you feel like you can do it on Christmas if you want. It doesn't matter.
That's
here's
mean.
The thing. You know the little short phrases. One of my favorites is the definition of a successful relationship is one that ends when it should. Right.
Okay.
Because if it shouldn't end and it just keeps going, hey, it's successful. And if it should end and you end it, then good. The ones that should have ended and then you hold on to that motherfucker, those are the ones that are unsuccessful.
Like Dan Cook has that bit that's like, oh, we hate each other, but we're going to stay in this for another 5 years.
Fuck you, Jelly God.
Yeah.
Please do that again for Snapchat.
What did I do? I don't
remember. Hold on to
the hold on.
Fucking hold on to the thing. Well, this is good for the listener.
Thank you.
Yeah, you hold on to it when you
good
really
job,
should.
Good job, Snapchatter.
I'm going to do this more often.
You guys are so drunk. The whole point of it is that I was seeing her. We met online. I just never really felt that connection, and you keep going. Before her, we fought like every time we would hang out.
No, that's not.
No,
get rid of that shit.
You know.
Nope.
And then the before her. Oh, there was that. Oh, that was where the bad kisser girl was in there.
Somewhere. Oh, tell me about more about bad kisser girl. I'm interested.
Bad kisser girl. She was. Like,
did it get beyond kissing? Did you sleep
here's
with her?
The thing about the here's about here's the thing about New York City. Oh, did I sleep with her? No.
Okay.
I was scared to see what else was going to happen.
Yeah.
With that
scared
girl.
For his penis?
God forbid.
Oh, yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that. That is
scary.
If
about
you
that.
Can't kiss somebody, you're not getting near his little bits. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. The reality is that in New York, there's a lot of people who are, like, the independent woman
right.
is the one that you're up against. And meanwhile, yes. I don't have a lot of money. I get it, you know? Mm-hmm. I can offer you pie. But I can't offer you money. You know, like I can't take you out to dinner, but I'll cook you a badass.
The independent woman
dinner.
Doesn't want money, though.
Get the fuck out of here. They don't really.
No.
Yeah, of course they do.
I don't.
No, I'm not talking about you. Stop. Oh, there's another thing.
You're not a New Yorker.
Here's
no, I'm not. You're right.
You're not
I'm
in New York.
In
you're
Miami.
Not single. And you're not a biological clock not ticking yet. You know what I mean? Like these girls are.
No, I have a baby. You're
yeah, you
I have
a baby.
Child.
So these women are in a different phase of their life. And I can't. Provide. I had a girl flat out tell me. Oh, I had a girl tell me I was too fat. I had
what?
A girl tell. Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
Recently.
Yeah. I had a girl tell
did
me.
Did you punch her?
Huh?
You know, we do not promote violence against women, Vanessa.
Why don't you move back to Miami?
Man, I'll tell you what.
What dating
that would worse, Miami or New York?
That would make me.
They're bad for different reasons.
Okay.
They're both. They have pros and cons. Like, you know, it is what it is. That's the whole thing. I stopped making blanket statements. Here's the definition. Like, oh, the one thing I don't make blanket statements about women anymore because it's not fair, and I also don't believe in like the gender roles because in New York it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, New York, it
you know, like, and also in life it doesn't really matter. Like if you like somebody, tell them. Like the whole guy approaching, like it doesn't fucking matter. But
have you been approached by girls? Like girls will come up and hit on you?
Yeah, and they're bad at it. They
oh,
are
yeah?
the worst.
See,
the usually because they're
okay,
drunk.
So hold
I'm not attracted to drunk.
I want like advice now. If I'm pretend I'm a
advice
single mom.
For what?
Pretend you're a single
because
mom.
Because I'm sure well, there's single moms that listen
yep.
to us.
Okay.
Oh, that's true.
I thought you meant for you. I was like,
no, do you have
what
single
the fuck
moms
do I
care?
Yeah. No.
Here's
so if I'm like hanging out at a bar and I see you and I want to come talk to you or
if
whatever.
If you're hanging out at a
what
bar,
what am I doing? If like, you're hanging what is weird and what should I not do?
If you're hanging out at a bar and you see me, I probably wouldn't be into you if you're drunk.
Okay. I'm not obviously, yes.
Okay, so how we are right now is not okay.
But you guys are, you know, fun.
We're not like slutty, so like sloshed right now. We're like fun.
Well, I did look down earlier and my shirt was a little too open.
That's how you get free pizza.
We are this also, is true. That is how I get free pizza.
We are also in a controlled environment, not out on
true.
The town.
Right. Exactly. Right. Yeah. No, look, my dog we're all is friends just farting, here. We're all friends okay. here. We're all friends here. But the idea of... There's nothing worse than when a girl crosses that drunk threshold.
No, I
where
know.
Now
that's
I'm
like
a
disgusting.
Babysitter.
Yeah. No, no, no.
And,
yeah,
then,
no.
It and then it's like...
It goes both ways. I don't let myself it goes get both that ways.
Look, there's a lot of...
It goes both... Yeah, it does yeah, go both
it
ways.
Goes both ways.
Yeah.
We don't like it either. Yeah. No, I totally
absolutely.
Understand where you're
not,
coming
and
from.
And again, I'm not a big drinker. It's hard for me, like...
You're a comedian. Like, it's either one or the other.
What are you talking about?
You're... I expected either one or the other from you.
Like, you either drink or you smoke weed.
Which no, one? It's either you drink or you don't drink. Like, that's all the comedians I've met either drink or they don't drink.
I'm pretty sober. Like,
so I expected you to be one of the two.
Yeah.
And you're on the other side
I
of the...
I don't smoke pot anymore. I'm a grown-up. I don't really
it's
do
Mary's
anything.
Fault.
Yeah, you know, but I'm also... myself as it is. Like, I don't have a lot of inhibitions to get rid of anyway.
Right.
So it's like, I don't view it that way. And what happens is that when you're out, like, I very rarely meet girls at bars and all that stuff because I'm always working, you know, I'm doing comedy or, mm-hmm. and it's always like, I mean, then I gotta go to hey, do you wanna come with me to an open mic? That's not a good date. You know what I mean?
No, it is not.
It's terrible.
Coming from experience.
Yeah, it's the
no,
worst.
It's not. Neri dragged me to one open mic and I said never again.
Yeah, never again. It's the worst. And then, so now you have to, so you meet online, you do online dating, right?
Right.
Look.
See, I've never like forayed into the online dating. I've never had to.
Yeah, and so. that's a thing that like my brother has been with the same girl since they were 16. They
yeah, married, that's you know my I mean? That's my case. Yeah,
you've been together forever. You don't even have to even the, like the MySpace situations.
That's
you,
what I
yeah,
mean.
Yeah,
yeah.
You I fell ass backwards into that though, so that yeah, was yeah. not on purpose.
He got suckered into it.
Yeah, you did.
He stalked me until I finally said, "Okay, I'll go out with you."
Hey, man, persistence is a virtue.
What did you do?
I fell behind your back.
So while Long that's way. Happening,
we'll get it later.
The whole point being is
it's
that
not going anywhere.
There's absolutely there's no such thing as a gender role. There's, you shouldn't have any expectations.
So if it's
you
okay want, for it's, oh, for it's, a girl to come up. It's not if she's like you know normal. If she,
I'll have a conversation. I've talked. Look, I've right. talked to anybody about anything.
Even
but,
like drunk
but also
girl?
There's a lot of assumptions woo! That like drunk what
drunk woo girl.
You can't really talk to them. You just kind of decipher clicks and whistles. You know what I mean? Like, you just kind of, you're like, all right, yeah?
I'm not a woo girl. Who's, I'm not. I think those girls are annoying. I know who you are.
Remember the first time we opened a bottle of wine? Well, the two non-woo girls were like, wah! We opened wine.
Because it was our first podcast. That's
whoa.
Different.
I will say this. The thing about that is that I probably wouldn't be attracted to those girls sober anyway.
Right.
Because those are the people that view it as a crutch, and you know, you like there's a lot of person, like there's a lot of red flags. I'm also pretty like in it, like I look into it, like as I'm.
What's your sign?
I describe comedians. Who gives a shit?
I want to know. I'm just
I'm
curious.
I'm a Cancer. I don't okay. know. That doesn't. But I don't believe in any of that stuff.
Okay.
But I will.
I
tell
was
you,
just curious.
But I will tell you this. As a comedian, though, I'm always analyzing stuff, over analyzing. Okay. I always make the analogy. It's like lawnmowers have. There's some lawnmowers that just shoot the grass out, mm-hmm. and then some lawnmowers have the big old bag. Comedians have the bag that you gotta empty, otherwise it fucks up the lawnmower.
Mm-hmm.
So we're always going through that shit. We're always catching everything and evaluating. So if you got a red flag, to me, that's a huge red flag.
Like a red flag right away.
Like a red flag right away. Like I will be like, oh, that's bad.
Right.
And also, you know, lifestyles don't match, you know?
Right.
You gotta find something that matches you. You can't just, like, look, and one of the things that bothers me is that, I get a lot of assumptions about me based on my visual appearance. And
because
I'm a giant.
Because you're a giant lumberjack.
You're a lumbersexual.
Lumbersexual.
That's a real thing.
I love that word.
Google it. That's a real thing. Okay. Lumbersexual.
Okay, hang on.
I swear I didn't make that.
What the fuck is a lumbersexual?
Google that shit.
Let's Google, Christy. I need to see.
I don't know if that applies to me. I don't do a lot of manicuring and.
You don't manicure your beard?
I have to, but I don't.
Sweetheart,
really.
You were in a video where you literally chopped down a tree.
That's a lumberjack, not a lumbersexual.
Okay.
Lumbersexual implies, like, the lumbersexual implies that you are it's the visual appearance of the lumberjacks for fashion.
A lumbersexual or urban lumberjack is a man who has adopted style traits typical of a traditional lumberjack, namely a beard, plaid shirt, and scruffy hair.
Beards have been around since before writing
otherwise
English.
Clean cut and fashionable style choices. Denver Knicks described the trend as perhaps an attempt to quote unquote reclaim masculinity.
Well, it's,
disgust.
Well, I definitely would rather date a lumbersexual than one of these like
than a metrosexual
skinny like fucking millennial boys that like wear the same clothes. Yes,
I'd fuck that.
Yes, come on.
Let me see.
Fuck that, Mike. Come on.
Sure.
Is that Joe Manganiello?
No, that's not Joe Manganiello.
That's a lumbersexual.
We've already established that I'd fuck Joe Manganiello.
Oh my god,
I'd fuck that. I don't know. That's
I'd fuck
a
Joe Manganiello
model.
To be like Eskimo brothers or whatever with Sofia Vergara.
I would put you in the lumbersexual category, and I would much rather.
Here's the thing. So if like that implies effort, and I'm gonna tell you right now, this beard is lazy. Is a lazy beard. I just grew. It grew because.
But you did your hair. You put some effort into it.
I have to, otherwise, you know, it's just like all over the place. But
that's
we apparently Mamas and Merlot approve of lumbersexuals.
Yes.
We really do. Stamp of approval.
Well,
we're looking them up on Google Machine, and
all of our husbands have beards. Like that should give you.
So look, it's a okay. So here's the thing. In the New York dating scene, there's a lot of dudes.
New York's gotta be rough.
It's rough. There's a lot, but there's also a lot of like weird bullshit dudes, and there's a lot
like the bullshit Wall Street guys and shit like that.
Of every variety, there's 18 billion.
But see, the problem, I think, and
what is it? 8 million
people.
And then at any given time in the middle of the day,
8 million people is supposed to be the island of Manhattan. I'm not sure about the other boroughs.
No. Forget about the rest of it. It's
tell me
why did I Google this?
Tell me if
I'm
wrong.
I'm so distracted right now.
I know Vanessa's all about the lumbersexual right now.
I'm not lumbersexual.
You are totally a lumbersexual.
It implies too much effort. I don't. I'm not trying to make fashionable choices. I'm not trying to do this for fashion.
No, I don't think it's about fashion. I
wasn't trying to reclaim any masculine.
I wish people could see my face right now.
They could probably hear you rolling your eyes.
Yeah, I'm sure they can. Tell me if I'm wrong or not, but I think, and this is my reason why. Here's my. I'm going to put you on the couch.
Mama,
well, you're
do
on the
yourselves
couch.
A favor. Do
look
yourselves
up,
a favor.
Look up lumbersexual.
Google lumbersexual.
And look for images.
And follow Mike Mercadal on Instagram.
But I think,
and
I'm going to put you
on
the
couch. Share your lumberjack video.
You're on the couch right now, so I'm going to put you on the couch. And I think, personally, the reason you are single is because you are in New York. Mm-hmm. And in New York, every girl, or majority of them, are looking for the BBD.
Oh, look, BuzzFeed has an article, 13 reasons
if
you
should
be dating
Miami,
a lumbersexual.
If you were in Miami, I don't think you would be single.
If I was in Miami,
I would have a different lifestyle.
But I think that the girls in Miami are not looking for the BBD.
You're not talking about...
What's the BBD?
Bigger, better deal.
The bigger, better deal.
Okay.
I will tell you this. Here's what it is in New York.
I'm so, like... sheltered and old, that I don't know what the fuck that
but
meant.
here's the thing. Put the phone away, Vanessa. Jesus Christ.
I lady wants a kisses.
Lady
that's like porn to us.
Talking,
you don't understand.
We're talking about my dog, lady. not me,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I'm not trying to make out with Mike.
Not me, lady. Ladies, I'm trying to make out with Mike.
So,
Chrissy, no, she's abandoned you again.
What I will say about
I don't blame
New York.
Her.
Lady's my
We've
girl.
Reached that
and
point in the podcast.
Yeah. She's left me for you.
Yeah, she's got me. She's holding my hand and everything.
She's a whore.
She's a nice dog. What you're saying about New York is true, but also every spectrum, every element of the spectrum is represented in New York. So it's all about. There's just so many people, so it's very disposable, and it's also like a fucking video game. The Tinder, it makes it like if you don't like a girl, you just be like, I'll swipe right, and if you match, you're like, hey, I scored a point or whatever. And then that continues on a conversation. What it's very easy to dismiss it as actual people behind the profiles, which makes it very difficult to actually have a conversation. Meanwhile, I'm like, I tell people, like, I'm honest with people, and then they're like, yo, that's weird. I'm like, what the fuck do you mean it's weird? I'm telling you the truth. And they're like, no, you can't tell them that.
And
the guys
older
and the girls all have a plan.
How old are the girls, more or less, at your...
My age.
Like,
or,
30s?
I think my window
late 20s, early 30s.
Yeah, like I think 29 to 40 is my window or something, like 28, 29.
So people that should know better.
Right.
Adults.
Right.
You know,
actual,
I mean?
Like real adults.
Quote unquote grown ups.
Quote unquote grown ups. But the thing is that everybody reverts to their high school self when they're at an emotional disadvantage or they're like vulnerable, you know? And it's fine. You know, I didn't mean to get deep on this. I wanted it to be
it's
fun.
It's all good.
That's okay.
But here's what ends up happening.
It's not that deep.
Every once in a while.
Here's what, so talking about single moms, right? I. every time that it's a girl that has, they hide it. Every time it's happened,
because,
has been a girl that hides the fact that she has.
Because
a kid.
Does she hide it or does she just not introduce?
No, man. On the thing it says, "Do you have children?" And it says, "No,
no, no, no."
Oh,
and then or like it just not
because
like
for
Tinder,
a lot of people it's a deal breaker. Because a lot of people it's a deal breaker.
Right. But also you're lying. You're starting it off as a lie.
I agree with you there. But there
if
are
you don't
also
look like your picture. That's a double lie. That's a visual.
I agree
lie.
With you there. But like my. And then, again, this is like a very unrealistic vision, like view
because
of
you're
this
from the outside,
right? But like, for example, now, I watched The Bachelor, and there was one of the guys came.
You're basing
I know it's
your reality
like
on The Bachelor.
I understand this, but just go with me. Go
have
with
you
my example.
Met Stephanie.
Go with my example. No, go with my. He just met me today. Go with my example. One of the guys on The Bachelor came on the season specifically for this one girl that it was very well known that she was a single mom, and then proceeded to later like it, everybody knew.
He went specifically
because
she
well,
was
no,
a single
not
mom.
Well, no, not specifically because she was a single mom, but this girl in particular, like she was one of the ones because you know how The Bachelor works that if basically if you like lose or you come in second place, like you're pretty much the next Bachelor or Bachelorette.
Sure, sure, sure.
Okay, so this girl had lost the season before, or sure. she had lost the season before, and people knew that she was going to be the next Bachelorette, and from the season where she was a contestant, not where she was the Bachelorette, they knew that she had a daughter, that she knew that she was engaged to somebody who passed away before they got married, but she was pregnant when he died, whatever. So people knew going into the season when you were signing up that it was for this girl, and people knew it was people knew she was a single mom. I can't, I'm really distracted right now.
FYI, Mike is currently taking his shirt off.
No, that's not.
Nobody wants to see that.
But then this one guy. But my point is that it was very clear, and everybody knew from the beginning that she was a single mom. My point is that there was one guy that signed up knowing that this was going to be the girl that later on went to call this girl's child baggage.
Oh, okay.
So
basically, you went a long way to say that the guy thought he was on board.
She went the female route.
Shush. He thought he was on board, and then he was not. And then
she went the female route.
Yeah. So here's the thing. That's all right. Look, that's her thing. That's fine. It's just me, huh? So
sorry, continue.
No, the reality is that if you're not honest from the get-go,
I agree with you.
Already starting off on the wrong foot. That's like if I put pictures of me with my Ferrari, and then when I show up, I'm like, hey, I'm poor.
Like Joey with the Porsche.
Yeah, it's like Joey with the Porsche. And then imagine if you show up, and already the girl, look, and I've had him where they don't look anything like their picture. And then
it's
then,
a completely different person.
Right, like you're representing, like, I hate to sound insensitive. But
no,
it's also
sound
like,
insensitive. It's
if
fine.
If I showed up 60 pounds heavier than I am in my pictures,
got it.
You would be if I put pictures up from when I was in the fire academy, and I show up now, people would be like, "Yo, this is a different guy. You look like a different person.
Okay,
you don't look like your picture. I was wanted this. I want this firefighter motherfucker. Where are you?" And then, but like because you can't bring it up, you can't talk about it, you can't address it. But I've flat out said, "Oh, I'm sorry. You know, I hope I was good company, but I don't see this going past tonight. Bye." You know, like not that rude, but I was like, "I'm sorry. I don't say the B word.
Boy, bye.
I don't say. I call them assholes because that's gender neutral.
Everybody has.
Yeah.
Everybody has.
Yeah. And but the idea of it is that. Already you're starting off on some sort of deception.
Right, right.
And why start off that way? And also, it tells me more about how you feel about your kids. You know, if you love your kids and you're on there, you're going to meet a guy that's understandable.
I don't think that I would ever... I don't know that I... I don't think I would hide that. Why would I hide that?
You don't... I don't know. I mean, but again, it's also...
I mean,
depends
I understand
on
the
age.
Again, I understand the reasoning behind it, and maybe that is a maturity thing. You're talking about, like, age or whatever, because...
Like, I went out with a girl that she had a 12-year-old. In her 30s, so she had this kid's already in a, like an older kid.
Yeah,
the kid's a person. You know what I mean? It's not a baby.
Correct.
So it's like
he has opinions.
Yeah, and also you don't have to. You know, it's not on you the whole time. You don't have to count for babysitting. You don't have to do all that stuff.
Right.
And then the girl lived half the year with her father, and then we dated. Mm-hmm. That was a girl that we fought all the time, and it had nothing to do with the kid why we broke up.
Right.
Absolutely nothing. It was just about us not being compatible. And the thing is that if you want to find a way out, you can try and nice guy your way out. No one wants to be the bad guy. You know what I mean?
Do you guys really do that thing where you just be annoying until we break up with you?
Not me, but I know people who do.
But that's like a thing.
But I've had that happen. Only. I've had women do that more to me than I've ever heard of men doing.
Yeah?
I've had women, of course, they do the thing, they say the thing that they know will get you out of your mind, out of your mindset. They'll do like the whole relationship assassination shit.
Yeah.
And like then, but I've had women do that way more than men.
Yeah. What's going on? Him.
We found the picture of you from when you hosted at the Grove spot. You look like a child.
This doesn't even look like you.
Without the beard?
When was this?
I don't know. I looked on you. I was trying to look for Fire Academy pictures.
I'll show you Fire Academy.
What? A stalker.
Is that you?
On the bottom, yeah.
That does not look like you at all.
Yeah, Chrissy, you're like such a stalker. Did you Google beard. Him?
No, I'm friends with him on Facebook.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, that's fine. Whatever. Yeah,
you look like a baby.
Acting pictures and stuff. But the whole point being is that I think that there's a lot of assumptions about other people rather than just doing what you know to be right.
Right.
So in any modern dating circles, there's just a lot of people trying not to be the bad guy, mm-hmm. but still trying to be selfish. And that's a problem because it's like, what's the definition of a successful relationship to me is that someone that you want to never stop being nice to. Whatever that means in that context, and that you want to pound through your mattress the whole time, right? Like that's it. That sounds pretty great. And then that's
pound through your mattress. You heard it here, firstly.
Yeah, but like you know, in the way that they want to be pounded or whatever. However,
intentionally.
I understand. I was kidding. It wasn't. You know, that wasn't the
if
way.
You want to pound me through the mattress as a negotiable. But the whole point being that, like, you know, go after what you want. And people need to stop dating people that they don't like.
True.
I can't tell you how many people don't date people God. That they don't fucking like.
I know so many people that I'm like, why are you with this person?
Because it's called settling.
And then that's the one
and
that
I'm
they
like,
have.
Nobody likes this person.
You're settling.
Why are
you don't
you
think
you're
going to do any better.
It's usually based on looks. Like they want to. But those are the ones that you get pregnant because you hate fuck a baby into them. Because
that's okay. The most. And we have a title.
Hate fucking a baby.
That's the most potent load you'll ever have as a man is when you fuck someone you hate. That's the one that you have to
make sure
you are protected.
I can't hate fuck. Like, I can't do that.
When
I'm mad, I want nothing to do with you. Like, I don't even want to be on the same planet as you.
But you're already married.
I understand, but I still, like, when I'm mad.
Now, I don't see it, but talk to Christy in 2000. There may have
I've never been,
been a
into
time
it.
That might have happened.
I went full Pete's dragon on that noise.
No, I've never ever
and
been
and I totally
it.
Understand Whoa. That because it's like no. I don't like you, I don't want to date you, but
look,
I'm bored and you're here.
Look, let's be
that
realistic.
That might have happened.
There's we don't have any money. There's nothing else we can do.
But look, let's be realistic. There's that whole thing that all men think about is sex. That's what everybody thinks about. Get the fuck out of here.
You just guys everybody, just think about it more.
Yeah, no.
No, there's more
absolutely
vocal about it.
Absolutely not. No.
Wasn't it you guys?
Absolutely
not.
I'm with him on
well,
this
wait,
one.
Wait, no. Isn't the statistic supposed to be like men think about it like every 30
seconds? What the fuck statistics are you reading? Who's
like
counting? Everybody
Simply
wants
irresistible.
Everybody but asexual.
Listen, just because it was an O-Town song doesn't mean
everybody.
That it was like.
That's a Sarah Michelle Gellar movie.
It's also an O-Town song called Every 6 Seconds. Listen to it.
I'm talking about Simply Irresistible, 32 seconds.
This is why you're all fucked up, because you think about the math too much and you're not acknowledging the fact that everybody wants to fuck.
It's true.
Everybody.
I'm with you there.
Except
totally
for asexual people.
Oh, I'm no, with you there,
agree.
And I
everybody
think that just women
getting
are vocal
off is,
about
is,
it.
Is a primal need. So what ends up happening.
I apologize so much to our listeners right now.
Why?
Why?
I'm super vulgar right now.
So
but, what?
But how is this different from anything? Because we have look, a dude here.
That's why.
Who cares?
Because there's a dude here.
If they've made it, look. If you need,
they don't have to listen
this,
to this episode.
Fine.
They don't want to listen to a dude. It's fine.
I like that you're the only one that can hear me when I speak softly into this microphone.
Yes, I'm enjoying it.
the reality being that if you put everyone on a level playing field and you stop fucking people you don't like, your situation is gonna be way easier. If you're honest. Like, if you're lazy, be honest. You know, it's much easier to just tell the fucking truth. You have a kid. All right,
it's
good.
True.
You're not going to deal with any of that bullshit that comes. If you want to fuck, you want to fuck. Fuck. You know what I mean? If you want it, if you don't want to fuck, you want to make sure, but don't also treat sex as like a fucking commodity. You know what I mean? Like where it's like to be bartered. You know what I mean? Like where it's like you like I had a girl
be bartered, like it was fucking Game of Thrones or something.
I love the way he just said bartered.
Bartered.
That's why
I had a girl just recently, she was very aggressively flirting with me and she was like, "Hey, come over." And I'm like, "All right." Because I'm assuming that that's what that means. You know, it's very... Right. And then she's being very sexually explicit in the messages and all that stuff. This is throughout the course of a few days.
No, like what time of day?
Throughout the course of a few days.
Okay.
And then so...
So it was like a 3 a.m. booty call?
It was like started on Facebook and then moved to text.
Okay.
And then it wasn't that. It was come over, I'll cook you dinner, all this stuff. And then we'll hang out.
That's what that is.
Right. And then so she invited... And then just like hours before I'm like getting there, I'm leaving work, she's like, "But don't think we're going to be having sex anything." You know, she said a lot of...
Excuse me? No, any girl that's... tells you before you get there
if she's inviting
that we're
you
not going to be having sex me that she is trying to not have sex with you
exactly
because she thinks that that is the appropriate answer
right not what she wants not what but she what wants. She thinks that should be right
10 points to Gryffindor
10 points to Gryffindor
10 points to Ravenclaw.
Oh, Ravenclaw in the house. Boom. The truth of the matter is that when I got there she made me dinner and we hung out. And here's the thing. She probably expected me to make more of an aggressive move. But in the current climate of... God, it's hard to talk about in New York. In the New York comedy scene, mm-hmm. This woman is also a comedian.
Got it.
In the current climate of the New York comedy scene, there's a lot of... what's been going around is accusations of like date rape and shit like that.
Aye.
And
okay.
It happens all the time.
I saw Will's post today.
Yeah, it happens a lot. And more frequently than it should, absolutely. But also, probably, you know, it's like a tricky balance because as a guy and as a dude that's perceived, like, I was called hyper masculine like 3 times in 1 week. I'm like, did you guys get the same thesaurus? Word of day calendar? Like, what happened? They called
is
me the same
thing.
Is it
just because you look.
Yeah, someone
like
said I look like a Trump voter, and I was like, that's fucking rude. And
that is rude.
I mean,
like, yeah, fuck. From the audience, I was like, "Fuck."
Were you wearing your flannel shirt that day?
No, I was dressed
were you
normal.
Wearing your Make
also,
America Great Again cap.
Yeah, I was wearing a big old Confederate flag T-shirt, and
you just
it said
come out
these
of your
colors
clan
don't
meeting.
Ruin and all this other bullshit.
America.
Yeah, America. But also, you know,
he's still wearing his sheet. That's what it was.
Yeah, it was Obama, but he was Hitler. You know. The whole point being is that there's a lot of assumptions made about people, and then it spreads like wildfire. So I literally fell asleep. Oh, and it's also New York, so it's a studio apartment. There's no couch. There's just a bed.
A bed, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was like, what are we
That's
doing?
That's just
here?
Asking for trouble.
Yeah. So I had to be on my best behavior. And here's the thing that separates us from the animals. We can be on our best behavior. You know what I mean? We don't have to do that. I'm not going to say I didn't. I fell asleep on her bed. I woke up with the worst morning wood because it was the worst.
She didn't get it out the night before.
Like, and not only that, but I was also like
did
worried.
Nothing happen? Like
absolutely nothing.
Oh, how sad.
I think we kissed, but that was about it.
No, that's...
Yeah.
That's
and,
nice.
I had to stop.
That's
and, she, and at
nice.
One point, she stopped me. And I was like, okay. And that's it.
Right.
That's the end of the conversation. If you hit the brakes, you're the one that's going to have the one to hit the gas again. Don't expect me to keep trying.
Right. But here's
especially in the climate in which
and
we're
I will tell you,
I'm with you there.
And I will tell you that the reason and I wanted to just touch back on the reason that I said so adamantly when you someone invites you over for dinner or something, but it's, I'm not saying that that's a, like an invitation for sex. But when a woman will and
she,
this
but
is
there's
a,
but something to be said explained. About someone that
no,
like you're inviting a man that you really don't
no,
know into your
that.
Home.
Like when you say the words,
that there's a certain
listen, nothing's gonna happen.
Yeah,
that is not for you.
It's for her.
That's for her.
No, absolutely, yeah.
That is for her, and but, it really it and that's one of those things that like it's whether that and we're not talking about for anybody out there. We're not talking about sexual assault or anything. That
no,
we're
no.
talking about it is literally more times than not when you say okay yeah come over but nothing's gonna happen.
I'm gonna tell you what though, mixed signals like a motherfucker because
yeah.
She leading up to it had been messaging me about something like it was literally all about keeping it's like yeah you know keeping a man happy you keep you know his belly full and his balls empty and I'm like cool
classy.
No, but that was like she's a comedian, so it was a joke, you know. But there was also a lot of like sexual
look,
conversation leading up to it, and then all of a sudden it was like, but I'm like, whoa!
Oh, but don't get the wrong idea.
Yeah, don't get the wrong idea.
Listen, when I started dating my husband, I told him specifically, over and over and over again, that we were not going to have sex until I became his girlfriend.
That's what Neri did to me
because I said that.
Oh man.
And
It was learning
more,
so much.
And I will tell you that more than anything, than Stephanie.
I think
dead.
I broke Stephanie.
And I will tell you that more than anything, it had nothing to do with him. Nothing
sure,
to
sure.
do with
no,
him.
No, of course.
It was something I had put into my head because of all the past like fuck yeah, ups that I right. had.
But here's
that I had jumped into bed too early with
here's
other people.
My issue with that. Each person.
Hashtag micropene.
Yeah. Shut your face, Stephanie. Jeff, this is why we don't tell Stephanie things. So the you don't need
place,
to know.
The sense of place parking garage.
I wow. You don't tell Stephanie things.
No, you don't tell Stephanie things because she's mean.
She's so mean. But yeah, it
said
was,
no
it
one.
I'm trying. I'm just gonna hang back in the cut. Just watch this develop. Here's my point though. Like the fact is that you can't look. If I wanted to blame the future women for the mistakes of the past women, I would be a piece of shit. That's the same concept. Don't you can't. I'm also like, if you don't want to sleep, if you're not that kind of person to sleep with someone on the first date, that's fine. You know what? I get a lot of the reformed party girls, and that to me
I
is
don't do that anymore.
Yeah, they're like, I'm just trying to get out of the club scene. I just don't want to be part. I'm so over it. Meanwhile, it's like, when did that end? Yesterday, you know what I mean? Like, you're still fresh off the fucking bender that you were on, and it's like, all right,
like
fine.
She's still hungover,
and literally, I'm not like, I wish that was fake, like that happened. Like, I met a girl
I
for lunch.
I am never drinking or sleeping with somebody.
Oh my
again.
God!
I made
take a shower when I get home.
Yeah, that one's.
Have
the
you ever
bad
like
one.
Gone to lunch with somebody that was still in their like clothes the night before?
No.
Yes, oh, he has.
Yes, he has. No, yes,
he's gotten breakfast.
I'm thinking of another situation that I came here one time and I was talking to Nary.
Blame it on
died
Miami.
Laughing. We were talking about it was something that was super specific. I can't remember exactly.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't remember exactly if I can say
yes,
this.
Yes, you can. I see it in your face.
I can't remember if I can say anything or not. But
say it. Who cares? They don't listen to this.
Nobody listens to this.
No,
it's just us.
It's just the three of us.
It's just our friends.
It's just us and our friends. Don't
no,
worry.
It was.
Nobody really listens to this.
We love our listeners.
Ask Nary to tell you about.
We're just trying to get him to tell the story.
This is a self-edit. I'm not gonna.
Okay,
say
fine.
It. I'll tell
cool.
you.
You'll tell us when we press pause in a little bit.
I'll tell you off mic.
No, we're getting to that point.
Yeah, but here's the real deal, because like I'm single because the. There hasn't just been the connection. I was ready
to
get married. I really was. And then she moved to New York and it became kind of a different person there.
Right.
And that was very difficult because I view it as like a horizon. You know, like in video games, there's a draw distance. Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Sure.
It's a super nerdy
yes,
way to
yes,
think
I
about
do.
This. But the faster, like the better the better the system, the how it's running, mm-hmm. the better the like if you have a computer that's a high end computer system, you can draw the distance that you can see to infinite, like to the very end.
Right.
And the shittier the machine, the less you can see into the horizon. You know, mm-hmm. the fog starts rolling in. And I got to the point where I just was like, yeah, I can see nothing but fog. I'm not gonna commit, even though I'm committed to marrying you, the you are now isn't the you I committed to marry.
Okay.
So I had to back yeah. out. Okay. I was like, yo, this is gonna be
That's fair.
This is gonna
fair.
Be bad
totally
for both
you.
Of us. The situation. The sunshine thing was a knee jerk thing that was a mistake
mm-hmm.
that I in hindsight is the only time you realize it.
And she got married.
Yeah.
Like right after.
And
yeah.
And then the women I've seen, like the girl I was with for a long time that I was going to marry, the engagement ring, it was a young thing where we, like, as much as you're, like, there's the whole thing of, like, you have static love, but that is very short-lived, and then you have to start moving in the same direction with the person you love. You can't be like, yeah, I'm going to go, you know, this direction, and then someone's going to go another. You have to keep going. And that's why that broke up. I thought we were going to keep going the same direction, and I was wrong.
Got it.
So that's why that ended.
Okay.
The thing is it's also, you know, I took a lot of chances moving to New York, being, you know,
right.
seeking this kind of career in the arts and
yeah.
performance and all stuff. So it also breeds a lot of, you know, I can't afford to date at some points. It's money's tight, you know.
Right, got it.
So it's a balance of things. In the meantime, if you live in New York City, and
you want
like
to hit him up.
Follow me at Mike Bergadahl.
Follow me, Mike Bergadahl. You're on Tinder, Bumble.
I cannot spell that.
Me neither. Not right now.
Not
right now.
Can
I can't.
Can you spell your last name?
If you would have told
Mike
me 2.5 hours ago.
M E R C A D A L.
At M I K E.
M I K E M E R C A D A L.
There you go.
At Mike Bergadahl. work at all.
I'll be able to spell when I edit this, I promise.
I mean, I'll spell when I edit tomorrow.
Thank you for being a good sport.
This is a lot of fun. This is really fun. Honestly, I was expecting a lot.
Like, why?
We like you.
We do like you.
We're not going to treat you like shit.
We're not going to be mean. No. We want you to come back.
Who are my friends that we treat all of us? We treat each other like
this
shit.
Is true.
What were you expecting?
I'm the nice one. I think I'm the nice one.
No, I said we're the nice ones. We don't treat people mean.
I know. I heard you. I'm talking about Mina. I thought it would be funny.
I got the dog.
We gave you a bear.
You gave me a bear.
And I got the dog
donuts.
Back. So I'm okay.
Literally, you guys have given me 100% more things than any other podcast has given me. No, it's fine. But no, this was great. I was expecting.
Sorry,
are you spilling my water on my couch?
On you. I'm so
are you
sorry.
Spilling water on my couch?
No, it's
at least it's water, not wine.
Yeah.
Did you say jizzing?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Her Yeti is jizzing on you.
Okay,
that's a good title too.
What I was gonna say is very heartfelt.
But what were you expecting that was gonna be so bad?
I was expecting very specific things about me, that stories that maybe Neri had told you.
No. That's private information. I'm not gonna.
Which is what I was expecting. I was expecting it to be like a
clearly. Oh, we want to know superficial shit.
AMA. Yeah. What are we leaving the AMA on?
Oh,
what was the last time you had sex?
Before I left for here.
Was it good?
Like a few days.
Was it worth it?
So the ex girlfriend, the girl that we stopped seeing each other. She wanted to continue like a friends with benefits situation.
Mm-hmm.
No, I get it. There's a shelf life to it. I told her, I know. I'm glad
you at least know that.
I told her, I was like, I'm not doing this if we're not honest with each other about what it is. If you feel like this is an emotional thing or a way to get me back, like you're trying to fuck me back into your life.
She's lying if she said no.
She said no.
She's
but
lying.
Probably.
I have it. Documented so that she said it, you know. Like,
it doesn't
mean anything.
Here's my problem. I don't. You said the truth.
She will find a way to twist it.
Here's what I'm going to say. Here's another thing that people need to stop doing. If you accept everything that you are told is truth, because if you are not telling me the truth, well, fuck you then.
Granted,
fair enough.
She's still lying.
I'm gonna trust everybody. That's not for me to decide.
Granted, again, I'm just saying, come back on the podcast when you can tell us how she how now she's in love with you again.
I'm not saying she's not, and neither is she though. She's saying that there might be some. She's more emotionally connected to the situation than I am.
Wait, is this the
same comedian chick?
No.
Wait. She told you she has emotional feelings for you.
Well,
but
we broke up because we
you?
Weren't on the same page in terms of how the emotional connection.
Oh, she like she was further along than you were.
And I was like, I don't think we should. And then she made a argument for like, you know, just we talked it out. And I was like, look, if you're okay with just keeping it friendly and all stuff, while you go, you know, do whatever you want.
We will talk off air.
No.
I have a story I can tell you about this one.
Don't fall into the dick sand, my friend.
Here's.
Title number 8.
Yeah, I know.
Wow, Stephanie, that was amazing.
Dick you're sand. Welcome.
Here's my thing. I understand your concern. I understand everything you're saying, and you're right. But also,
that seems like a really
dick's getting wet. I get it.
I don't care. I mean,
okay. Like, I mean, you're getting laid. What the fuck are you doing? So whatever.
I'm not getting laid because like
you are getting.
I've turned it down. I turned it down. Actually,
you know
what? I turned it down the day before.
Is dick's end one word or two?
One word.
It's hyphenated.
I'm sorry, Christy. I'm sorry.
It's one word, like quicksand.
Got it.
And
I try so hard to like
hold it in.
That's what she said.
I tried so hard, but got so far.
Oh my god!
No, I here's.
Thank God my kids are sleeping.
That's great.
So AMA. No, the whole thing is that I get it, but also if she wants to, if she wants to write it out. She knows what she's getting into, and I told her
literally and figuratively.
Yeah, she knows what she's getting. The thing is that she also like when we broke up. Oh man. You know, when we broke up, she got like we went out to get drinks or something like that, and I was like, after I came back from when I was here in Thanksgiving, and I was like, hey, you know, let's have some drinks when you get back. When I get back, let's talk then. And then she was doing a lot of the preemptive messaging, like, hey, what do you think? What are you talking? What do you want to talk about? Like, hey, what should I read up on? You know, like, and
what should I study?
Yeah, what should I? Yeah, is this gonna be on the quiz? So then when we get there, I was like, look, I don't feel like this is going and we should be further along than we are right now, and I should feel a certain way. I can't speak for you, I'm only speak for myself, all that stuff, just putting it out there, just being honest, because it's easier that way. And she got drunk and too drunk to drive. She drives in New York, so I was like, I'm
ooh,
not
gonna, that's dangerous,
I'm
that's
not
dangerous,
and I'm
game.
And you know, like, I'm a paramedic, and I have a big pet peeve about drunk driving. I mm-hmm. fucking hate it, and I think
especially
it's
with like Uber and Lyft, like it's unnecessary.
Yeah, it's uh-huh. completely unnecessary.
New York.
Yeah, yeah.
People drive in New York
in the outer boroughs.
Yeah,
yeah. In the outer boroughs, you have to.
She lived in like Bay Ridge. I live in Jamaica. Like, you can drive.
Bay Ridge is where my dad's from.
Yeah, cool.
I've seen people drive in Law and Order.
Yeah. But then,
like, your only frame of reference for New York is Law and fucking Order.
I was
people
on,
drive around. Yes,
I was on Law and Order SVU.
Of course, you were.
Nuh-uh.
Everyone, yeah. I got to play basketball with Munch.
Cool.
Did you meet Danny?
Danny, which one's Danny? No, I didn't
she
meet
knows
him.
Them.
I didn't meet him. I know, but I know like some of the people that know him from down here, and he's up there. I'm like, yo,
he's
give me a job.
Sweetheart. Him and his wife are the nicest people.
Well, look, when you go out for auditions for Cuban things, they either want Scarface or like a gay salsa dancer, and that's it. There's no in between. That's the only
but
two
you
things.
You look white.
That I look.
I had
everything.
To ask you if you knew Spanish.
Yeah, but I look. But
you have
the
same
thing.
Curse that I have. You look white, but you're
I look,
Hispanic.
But the thing is that you're from here.
Yeah.
So you don't have a frame of reference for what it looks like up there.
Oh, but
up
I've there, traveled enough.
Up there, I look like everything.
Yeah.
Everyone is just, someone keeps asking that the guy at my.
Do you get asked if you're Jewish a lot?
Sometimes. Mm-hmm. At work, I do. But the Russians think I'm Russian Jewish.
I could get that. I get that.
The guy at my corner bodega will not stop telling me. He's like, nah, you're Turkish. I'm like, I'm not. I'm not
clearly
Turkish.
Do you get a discount?
He's a little bit more olive-y to me.
No, because up there, there's not a lot of sun. Like, people are covered up all
everybody's
the time.
Everybody's pale.
Everybody gets real pale.
I guess that's true.
There's some people that are just brown, but I'm like, there's plenty of like mixed things.
Brown.
Yeah, brown. Like Hindu, you
right?
Know,
yeah.
Like, Indian.
Because like down here, like I when I got married, I changed my last name.
This is a huge bubble in my
yeah. And the thing is, like, I changed
oh, yeah,
my last name.
Nobody,
I have,
know that.
I've had this. Yeah, thought, and I think we're pretty lucky.
We're aware.
Yeah,
of that.
Like I changed my last name because I got married, and now everybody's like, oh, but you're Cuban. Like, it doesn't change anything. Mm-hmm. If I went anywhere else, and now people would hear my last
name. She has
name,
an Italian as fuck last
Italian
name.
Like, a big-ass Italian
like, Italian
last
as fuck. Yeah. Like, AF.
It is more than mine.
It was more than yours, and yours is actually Italian.
Like, it's Mercancini, but really, if I wanted to be, like, all, like, hoity-toity, it's Merconchini.
Right.
Like, it's, yeah. Like, big time. Like, people would see me, and, like, if
you'd
I...
You'd be anywhere, Italian, yeah.
Yeah, outside of Miami, I would not be
and here's
a,
the thing.
Assumed
all
Cuban.
The Mediterranean people look the fucking same.
Yeah.
It's people getting off boats, trading with the people there, fucking the people there, and then getting back on their boat and going to another place and fucking the people there, and then go back in their boat and
your fucking... Your daily history lesson brought
yeah,
to you by...
That's why everyone in the Mediterranean looks... Similar. I'm not saying they look the same.
That's why,
that's why the Greeks look Italian. That's why like the North Africans look like fucking Spanish. The Spanish island people.
Yeah, everybody looks Moroccan.
Everybody looks this. Everybody has similarities. That and that's it. We all kind of look the same because we all fucked each other when we got off boats, and that's it. But
Spartacus.
Yeah. And then,
well, we specifically didn't, but
right. But that's know. Why we are who we are, like historically.
Got it.
But yeah. So when I in New York, it's all of that shit. So it's like I auditioned for. I've been a Ukrainian bad guy. I've been Eastern European bad guys a lot for the beard.
It's the beard.
It is the beard.
That's my ethnicity now is beard. Like, hey, what's
what
your
are
background?
You?
Beard. I'm a lumber beard.
Oh, I actually have. Hold on. Oh, damn it. I lost my iPad. Never mind.
What was
you're
it?
A lumber beard.
I read something today as to why sometimes men that aren't redhead have redhead.
You put it on the.
No, put it in the memo.
But that's
the
a
memo.
Specific
because,
thing of genetics. Like, someone in my history had
yeah,
red hair.
Yeah, someone in your history has red hair, and you, that's.
It's that Auburn.
Yes, hold on.
It's they used it in fucking.
And that's why when we reference you, we call you Gingerbeard.
Gingerbeard. That's fine.
The genes that determine hair color are
so
called
in
incomplete dominant hereditary traits. This means that there is no one single gene that is dominant over the rest, but all the genes influence each other. The red hair is itself is caused by a mutation. So you're an X-Men.
Hell yeah.
In what
you're
researchers call the
greatest power ever.
Called the MC1R gene. Having two mutated genes gives someone all red hair, but having just one can give this person red hair in unexpected places. So there
yep.
you go.
There's
are
like
you
one
a fire cross?
The carpet match
the drapes, buddy?
Hey, there's no carpet. I have tile. the.
I appreciate a man who manscapes. Thank you.
No, you got to trim.
Lumber.
You
got to
keep it.
Yeah, that's not even lumber sexual.
If I'm going to do it for you, you're going to do it for me.
I do it. Also, it's more comfortable. Like when you not have like a thicket of pubes down there, it's just more comfortable not to have it down there.
Stupid like 27 episode titles.
So
is thicket of pubes going on? For real? Man, I just gotta come up. I gotta come up with some more shit.
So today's wine, we drank Yellowtail Shiraz, and I think it was a nice
man, we're so drunk.
Wine.
We haven't been this drunk in a while.
We haven't been this drunk in a while.
This is like the first episode.
This is my show now. I'm just going to have to drive this show home.
No.
No, we got this.
Still in control, damn it.
I know, of course.
I have the headphones.
No, yeah, but I think Yellowtail Shiraz, honestly... Of all the, we're usually, it's Mamas and Merlot,
we do
a lot of cap.
I didn't think that this was going to be good because I always assumed that Yellowtail was like a shitty, like, cheap
wine. No, at all. It's really
And I really
good.
Liked it.
It's inexpensive, but it doesn't mean it's
we
bad.
We usually go in expensive.
Well, we had a $3 wine the other day.
This was $5 a bottle?
It's not bad at all.
I got $2.98.
Pretty good for five. Okay. And again, remember the tannins. Tannins in the cheeks. That's the key. The tannins.
Tannins, the legs. Tannins. People, we are actually teaching you things.
You gotta get them mad dog tannins up in the cheeks.
We're at 2:45.
Holy shit.
Yeah, we've got to
There's gonna be some editing, I'm imagining.
No.
I only edit if you ask me to remove something.
I think we're just putting a wine thing in there at one point just to like...
Well, we paused.
We paused.
So. I wrote down a timestamp. We paused somewhere.
She's not that drunk.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. But this is great, you guys.
I could walk a straight line if you ask me to.
Oh, yeah. We're not. No, yeah. We can be responsible adults right now.
Yeah.
My clothes are also on. We're fine.
Yeah. We haven't,
I haven't taken my outer shirt off yet.
Yeah. So we're good.
Even though it's fucking
Yeah.
Look, it's at 70, what? Bro.
I'm sorry. I want to walk outside.
Cool outside.
Don't worry. I'm going to go polar bear it outside.
Okay.
In like 2 seconds.
You can check us out on the Geek
Pro. Mamas and Merlot.
Here we go.
Check us out on the Geek Bro Network, geekbro.net, where you can find other great podcasts such as Zeros on Heroes, hosted by our guest today, Mike Mercadal.
And Will Watkins.
MikeMercadal.
And Will Watkins.
I'm not going to spell it.
Other podcasts. You can find Cosplay Fame, COSPLAYFAME.
Let's try it again.
COSPLAYFAME.
Mount Geekmore. What's up, bro?
Mount Geekmore.
What's good?
What's good?
What else is on there? Oh,
us.
coming soon. Podcast
is
Rumble.
Podcast Rumble.
Yeah, they just did their first episode.
They recorded their first episode this week, so that should be out soon. Send us an email. Follow us on all social media: Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat.
We actually snapchat a lot
this episode.
There was some Snapchat.
There are some great Snapchats. So check out our Snapchat.
And as we have always said, if you want to suggest any wines, if you want to talk to us,
if you want to vent,
send us an email.
Just vent.
Yes. And
if you have a shitty holiday story you want to tell us, because
I wanted to talk about New Year's traditions today, but I guess we'll do that next week.
Yeah.
It's all good.
We hope you have
sorry
all had
I
a,
distracted
it's
you
all your fault.
It's totally okay. You can distract us whenever you want.
In all sincerity, we hope you had a very Merry Christmas and a very, very, very Happy New Year.
Yes.
To our Canadian listeners, Happy Boxing Day.
We will see you guys in 2017.
Yeah, basically. Cheers.
Cheers.
We said cheers, right?
Cheers.
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 even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.